Reporter Brian.
His body is expected to be flown to Nassau later in the day from Fort Lauderdale. Right now, the burial is set for Friday morning at 10:30 at a cemetery overlooking an inland waterway on the outskirts of Nassau.
The battle over Smith's body ended yesterday in Florida when the late celebrity's mom gave up on court appeals to push for a Texas burial. Courts in Florida and the Bahamas are still involved in the paternity struggle over Smith's daughter. Well, they're bracing for a blizzard in parts of the upper Midwest.
The approaching weather system is a potentially life-threatening winter storm for many areas in Iowa.
Iowa Governor Chuck Culver, heavy snow also on tap for Minnesota and Wisconsin. In Mound City, Kansas, high winds, including a possible tornado, tore roofs from buildings and downed trees.
It's going to be an awful cleanup job.
In Washington State, snow caused accidents that closed portions of Interstate 90. Across much of the South today, heavy rain and wind. Well, if you've had a fender bender in bad weather this winter, this may not come as a shock. Bumper damage can cost thousands to fix, and insurance industry safety expert Adrian Lund says most cars in new crash tests didn't do well.
The best vehicles in these 17 that we tested were the Mitsubishi Galant and the Toyota Camry and the Mazda 6. But even they sustained between $4,000 and $5,000 damage in just four low-speed crash tests.
CBS's John Hartshee says Consumer Reports is out with its latest auto reliability list.
Toyota and Honda are the most reliable brands, according to problems reported by Consumer Reports subscribers. And the magazine's test staff likes those brands for top picks for new cars to buy.
7 out of 10 of the top picks are from Honda and Toyota brands.
But auto test director David Champion says some American nameplates show promise, like the Ford Fusion and Mercury Milan.
Very nice handling, good amount of interior room, very comfortable, and the first year reliability was way above average.
European brands may be fun to drive, but not always reliable.
Mercedes, for the first time, is right at the bottom of the charts.
John Hartshee, CBS News, Washington.
What did they know and when did they know it? Lots of questions about problems at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and what has and hasn't been done to help ailing vets. Details live now from CBS's Peter King.
Pentagon officials reportedly knew about this 3 years ago, long before last week's Washington Post reports. There were town hall meetings, several inspector general's reports, even an in-house survey. And it wasn't just about the mice, mold, and cockroaches. A veterans advocate tells the Post he spoke about patient drug and alcohol abuse with Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley, then the commander at Walter Reed, now the Army's top medical officer. Last week, Kiley said the problems weren't serious and there weren't a lot of them, but the Post says successive commanders have heard the same complaints and have done little. Steve?
The latest word on wine, a little can go a long way. Dutch researchers say drinking moderate amounts over time appears to extend men's life expectancy by a few years, almost 4 years longer than those men in the study who didn't drink. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. That big storm that dumped several inches of snow across the high country and metro area finally moving out of the state with sunny weather expected today. Big difference from yesterday when nearly 20 people were hurt as dozens of vehicles crashed during a snowstorm on I-25 south of Denver.
Once I hit him, then I felt a real big jolt from the back. The semi hit me.
The State Patrol says 18 people had to be transported to hospitals. Fortunately, nobody seriously hurt. The late stepmother of an Aurora girl missing since November of 2005 told a friend the girl was dead and buried. Our partners at 9 News report Aurora police obtained videotapes of Shelley Lowe, who died in May of last year of a heart attack. Family members of the 6-year-old girl have heard the tapes and told 9 News that Lowe can be heard on the recordings talking about RNA in the past tense and saying she's dead, not missing, as she and her common-law husband, Aaron Thompson, maintained. Aranay's half-brother is one of those who heard the tapes.
Whoever she was talking to asked her, like, is you going to put some roses on her grave? And she was like, no, he going to do that. He going to do that. I'm like, damn, that's scandalous. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Aurora police not commenting. They halted their search for Aranay 3 days after Thompson and Lowe reported her missing. They say Thompson remains a person of interest in the case. And the NTSB says the pilot of a plane that crashed last year near Loveland used poor judgment. That's what caused that deadly accident. 49-year-old Dan Hardesty was performing aerobatics too close to the ground. He and his passenger were killed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Already seen a lot of problems on the highways, cars spinning out, crashing due to the very cold and slick conditions. Likely this is what we're going to see through the commute. Surface streets, bridges, under overpasses, and transition ramps are treacherous, so please reduce your speed accordingly. Those wrecks we're dealing with, southbound 25, car versus semi at Orchard right in the Tech Center. Southbound 25 at Lincoln Avenue, a little further south, and northbound 25, your exit ramp to Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range. High of 35. Tonight, another chilly night with temps back in the teens. Low of 13. Right now, partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
The Osgood File, March 1st, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay, we're going to get the show underway here as soon as John and I start stop arguing. 11 minutes after 6. I'm just kidding. The forecast today is kind of weird. It says blowing snow.
It was blowing.
And a high of 35. Is it blowing on you on the way in?
Yeah, on the way in, up near Boulder. Must be a foothills thing. Wasn't. All I ran into on the way from Boulder was blowing snow on 36, and then, you know, that was gone by the time I hit 25. And 25 was fine until I got south of Denver and then hit the ice rink.
I'll tell you one thing. It is slick out there. Be extremely, extremely careful because it's a mess out there. It really is slick. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens when all the employees come here because the parking lot outside is an ice skating rink as well.
It really is.
So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we'll have traffic for you all morning long, as we always do. But once again, a reminder, please be extremely careful out there. And I know there's somebody out there.
He's talking about the weather again.
Well, you know, too bad, man. I mean, it's like, I don't want you to go out there and slip and fall on your half moons or stack up your car.
It's a big story, you know.
Yeah, you got to be careful out there because it's just a real mess.
I still think we ought to move the whole operation down to Costa Rica or somewhere. Where
do you want to go?
Well, Costa Rica, Panama. Panama is supposed to be pretty nice these days.
Well, let me tell you, I love the Front Range. Always have loved it. We're just having a hard winter this winter, and it's just unusual, and it's hard to put up with. And people get crabby because of the cold, and people get crabby because of the weather. And
what are you going to do?
Next year, maybe it'll be better. But we certainly could use the water, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully it gets good and snow-packed in the mountains.
That's the way to look at it. The glass is half full.
Yeah. Which is unusual for me. Stick around. About 45 more minutes into this show, I'll be back to the idea of committing suicide in the men's room. Hanging by a rope.
Thank you, Howard Beale.
Yeah. with weights around my ankles. Beats walking down Colfax mumbling in a pair of pajamas. All right.
Oh, we'll get there eventually.
But we're working on that. That's absolutely right. We're working on it. Judgment Day is coming. Okay. This is from yesterday. This is got a little update from yesterday. This is in the Rocky Mountain News. Alleged baby buyer says charge is all wrong. Now, I got a ton of emails over this yesterday. This whole topic of the baby that we did.
Yeah, for people who aren't aware, a gal down, 23-year-old gal in Pueblo, sold her kid for basically $1,500.
So a Pueblo man who police say bought a five-month-old boy from an illegal immigrant for $1,500 said it was a big misunderstanding. Jose Juan Lerma told 9 News that he acted with good intentions to help Nicole Uribe, an unemployed mother from Mexico, and her baby. Pueblo police say that Lerma, 48, and his wife, Irene Lerma, 28, paid Uribe for her baby. Then Uribe, 23, allegedly used $500 of the money for a down payment on a Dodge Intrepid. The Lermas were taken into custody Tuesday on charges of child trafficking and felony. Irene Lerma was also suspected illegal immigrant, and Uribe remains in custody of Pueblo County Jail on immigration holds. According to the court affidavit, Uribe and her boyfriend, Justin Hines, somebody called yesterday and asked whether there was a father involved, moved in with the Lermas about a week ago after they were kicked out of the apartment rented by Hines' sister, Deanna Ramirez. Ramirez told police she asked the couple to leave because of Hines' alleged drug use. And this guy, Jose Juan Lerma, says, "I was just helping them. I feel bad when your own family throws you out of a home." Lerma said he took Uribe in and Hines in and gave them $1,500 to help them out because they were struggling financially. Pueblo police say they were contacted by Ramirez and Justin Hines' mother, Jody Charter, who told them that Uribe was trying to give away her son, Jason Hines. Oh. See, now, you know what this boils down to? He said, she said, and the kind of stuff that you see on Cops. You ever seen that show?
Oh, yeah.
Where the police roll up and it's a domestic situation and nobody has a straight story.
And that's, you know, that's what cops hate the most.
And somebody called on somebody and now we find out this and then we find out that and we don't know what the deal is. So yesterday we spent, what, a good hour on this, talking about this. And now we don't know what the deal is. Who's telling the truth here? We don't have any idea. But it's sad that all this has to go on.
Yeah.
Sad for the five-month-old boy. Forget the adults. Sad what we put children through in this society. Or, for that matter, in any society. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's the update on that. And who knows how this is all going to end up. And how do you decide who's telling what about whom? Did this girl really sell the baby? Or did this guy, Jose Juan Lerma, was he basically giving them money to help them out? Okay, do you want me to give you my opinion?
Yeah.
I'm cynical.
I'm shocked.
I don't believe that this guy would give them $1,500 for no reason at all.
No.
Other than out of the kindness of their hearts.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, you know, maybe if he was getting something on the side, you know.
Yeah, that thought occurred to me, too.
Yeah.
You think he was doing this? Well, see, that's not proper. All right, what about you, Turk? You think something? You think there's something smelly about this story?
Yeah, it smells fishy to me. I mean, that's some big misunderstanding. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, doesn't me either. All right, we'll have to see what goes on with this. We'll have to see how far it gets. If you want to comment, 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6. It's the quote-unquote warm-up hour here on the program where we just kind of BS back and forth, and you're welcome. The pregame, and you're welcome to join in on the festivities anytime you like. All right? Now, it's slippery out there. Traffic conditions are going to be tough. Let's check in with Gina and find out how tough they are.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
I can take the after photos before I have to pay for it.
Right now, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through March 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is out loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the Out Loud Radio Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is it possible to go straight if you're gay? Our guest this week, Wayne Besson, is the author of Anything But Straight. We'll ask him that question. Gregory H. Squared and more. Also, tune in to find out who comes out of the closet this week on AM 760.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. Call 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522. 1-800-900-0522.
It's tough to break into a career. Everybody wants to hire someone with experience.
But how can you get experience if no one will hire you?
Employers like to see that you've done the hands-on work.
In the Guard, you can get paid training in your staff. Specialty. Then go out and apply those skills in the civilian world.
I wouldn't be where I am today without the Guard. I'm serving my country, and I'm succeeding in the National Guard.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the job skills you need for the career you've always wanted in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The American Heart Association says a diet rich in antioxidants promotes a healthy heart. That's a delicious reason to drink Welch's 100% grape juice. It's loaded with natural antioxidants with no added sugar. Help protect your heart with Welch's 100% grape juice.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 622, 22 minutes after 6. Blowing snow predicted for some parts of the Front Range, and the high today, 35. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., and John Turk, 303-713-7600, or you can instant message us at am760.net. I know that I have a real thing about religion, in that if I'm not careful and I don't watch what I do, I can talk about that subject like every other day, and sometimes I can do it every day. And I find it fascinating for a couple of reasons, but the main reason, the big reason is, to me it's a huge examination of tolerance. Or, on the other side, intolerance. And I'm genuinely intrigued by people who cannot see that we're supposed to have separation between church and state. I'm really intrigued by that. And I also admit that at times I'm really angered by the quote-unquote evangelical religious right. And I'm not lumping all Christians together in this, because I want to make that perfectly clear. Boy, I sound like Richard Nixon. I want to make that perfectly clear. But I do, because I don't want to get an email from somebody who says, well, see, I heard you talking about it, and you... And I get those, and that's not what I'm talking about. I think all talk show hosts have certain things that they can't stay away from, that they see these things, and they're tempted to do them a time and time again, or tempted to bring them up. And I'm just one of those guys. I'm really enticed by these stories. And there's another one today in the Denver and West section of the Denver Post. Now, check this out. More than 800 Craig residents have signed a petition asking that an elective Bible class endorsed by action star Chuck Norris. Isn't he the same guy that sells exercise equipment with Christy, what's her name, Brinkley? Yeah. Martial arts guy. Be added to the curriculum at Moffat County High School. Supporters of the Bible elective went before the Moffat County RE1 School District Board this week to ask for a class focusing on the history and literature of the Bible. The Bible would be the class textbook. The 300-page curriculum for the year-long class comes from the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools, a North Carolina-based group that lists Norris on its board of directors and a number of North Carolina legislators as advisors. We're not asking that the Bible be taught as a religion, said this guy Phil Bechtel, who is a Craig Trucking Company owner, who quoted John Quincy Adams and Thomas Jefferson while asking for the addition of the Bible class. The council advertises on its website that its curriculum has been voted in by 382 school districts and is now in 37 states. Backers of the Craig curriculum push said they believe Craig would be the first district in Colorado to add the curriculum. Palmer High School in Colorado Springs has a Bible literature course based on a different curriculum for more than a decade. Steamboat Springs District RE2 officials last year turned down a request for a Bible-based class. Moffat County Superintendent Pete Bergman said the district will not be dealing with the legality of adding a Bible course until after the high school social studies department first does a review to determine the educational merits of the Bible curriculum. And he says the obvious question here is whether or not it violates the Constitution. Here's the part that just amazes me. If you want your kids, and your high school kids, you know, you got high school kids, you got teenagers, you want them to learn about the Bible, why don't you send them to church? Why do we need to have the teaching of religion in public schools? Even if it's literature and history oriented, why is it there? And if we're going to do that, are we then going to have the Torah as a literature and history class? How about the Book of Mormon? Or what about, and this will drive the people in Craig nuts, what about Islam? We're going to teach the same thing about the Quran? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. And wouldn't it be fun to, like, go to Craig and stand up in front of the school district board and say, yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea that you teach Bible, the Bible, as literature and history-oriented. But I also have a suggestion. Could we teach the Book of Mormon? Could we teach the Torah? Could we teach the Quran? And what do you think the response would be? What do you think they'd say? Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why not? They'd go crazy, wouldn't they? Why does any of this have to be in school? Now, when I was growing up, the push for this kind of thing was going on. But I always remember that I went to Saturday school and used to fight with the rabbi. But I got enough religion there. And I got enough of it in my house. And I didn't need it in school. Then you've also got those people who are going to come forward and they're going to say, wait a minute. I want to raise my hand and I want to dispute the idea that the Bible is history. Now, I'm not saying whether it is or it isn't, but you got people who are going to come forward and they're going to say that. They're going to say, wait a minute, it's not a legitimate history text. Is it a legitimate work of literature? Yeah, I'd say so. But then you move into the position of what as I said before, what are you going to do and what are you not going to do? And who's going to make the cut on this deal and who's not going to make the cut on this deal? And one last thought on this. One last thought. And I'm looking for a way to phrase this. Here's something we ought to ask ourselves. Do we let parents off too easy? Here's the reason I ask this question. There are certain things that ought to be taken care of at home. Shouldn't religion or anything having to do with religion be taken care of at home? And why is it that when you talk about putting sex education in the schools, the first thing that comes forward is it should be taught at home? But then you talk about the Bible as literature or history. Now all of a sudden it's okay to teach that in school. Why is that okay and sex isn't okay?
Because Americans are basically freaked out by sex.
Well, it's a double standard, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
So if you don't make the case that your parents should sit home and sit down and have a talk with you, which I would bet that most of you probably would come forward and say that your parents never did talk to you about it, that you learned it some other place from what I call backyard science, which was Playboys, National Geographic, dirty pulp novels, or whatever is how you found out about it.
My parents actually gave me a a book when I was like about 12 years old. And my dad said, got any questions?
Yeah, but do you think that you're the average or the exception to the norm?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I would assume.
Venture a guess. Venture a guess that if we took an online poll here, or I just solicited calls and asked people,
how they
learned. Do you think the majority of them would tell you that their parents, that mom and dad sat down and told them about sex? Or do you think the majority of them would call up and say, I found out about it from National Geographic, where I saw a woman's breastises, and that's where I figured out what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. So we can't have sex in school, we can't have sex education in school, but we can have the Bible. All right, 303-370-600, I'll take your calls about this coming up, because I don't understand what the overwhelming compulsion here is, other than the obvious, which is to try to convert everybody to Christianity. I don't understand what the overwhelming compulsion is to somehow get the Bible into the school, no matter what they have to do to do it, whether they got to tell you that it's history and literature oriented, whether they got to tell you whatever it is, that somehow they got to get it in there, that they can't let it go.
Yeah, they've just got that. It's like a gnawing itch that
they can't let it go.
They can't let it go.
And I say to them, fine, you know what, in Craig, Utah, or any other place in this state, if you want to teach the Bible as history and literature, good. Then we're going to have the Book of Mormon, we're going to have the Koran, we're going to have the Torah, and anything else that anybody else comes forward in the community and says that it represents a religion, including Scientology.
Tough Scientology.
Let's teach the works of L. Ron Hubbard. What's wrong with that?
Let's see.
That's certainly science fiction literature.
The aliens came down and landed in the volcano and created the human race. And hey, makes sense to me.
Good morning, class. This morning we're going to talk about the planet Xeon. And we're going to talk about theta meters.
And
intense biofeedback monitoring.
Did you by any chance see that god-awful L. Ron Hubbard, that movie Battlefield Earth with John Travolta?
I won't watch anything involved with L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard is a science fiction writer.
Well, see,
Scientology is a fake religion.
I'm a big science fiction fan, and I've gone back and I've read some of the stories that he wrote back in the 40s. And, you know, they weren't bad for the time, but he got left behind by the new wave of science fiction writers in the 50s. So he was basically out of work. Here was this guy.
He forms a religion.
So he figured, hey, this is a great scam.
If you go to the academy that they run, or the headquarters that they have in Clearwater, Florida, they all walk around in like these phony admiral suits and stuff. Looks like something out of Central Casting, like 1967.
That's why it appeals
off Hollywood Boulevard.
That's why it appeals to the Hollywood types, I think, or some of them, because it has all the Hollywood trappings to it.
Yeah. 6:33, 33 minutes after 6. Let's get a look at slick traffic out there, Regina.
Thanks, Jay. I would definitely expect a nasty drive. Can't emphasize enough that some folks are just going too fast. We've had a lot of spin-outs. A worst hit, southbound 25 into the tech center. We had a wreck involving a semi there. Did force a brief closure of the interstate north of Orchard. Traffic was stopped and jammed, but it looks like traffic is getting through now. It's going to take a few minutes to shake loose. Southbound 225 was also affected back to Dayton. We had another wreck southbound 25 at Lincoln, and further down one at Founders Parkway in Castle Rock. So, again, just take it easy. It's going to be a pretty tough ride this morning. Weather today, cold and windy day around Denver, high of 35. Tonight, cold 13, currently partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding. Provide strong oversight and accountability. And use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
Every cashmere sweater, 50% off. Consider all executive blazers, regularly $350, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:37, 37 minutes after 6. Windy today, blowing snow, some blowing snow, on a high today only of 35. AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. I am me at AM760.net. We're talking about Craig petitioning to seek a Bible class, and other than the idea of proselytizing, you can explain this to me as to why this goes on. And I admit it, I talk about this a lot because I'm fascinated with this idea that no matter what happens, I got to wedge this in, and we got to have this in public schools. Teach this stuff at home, for God's sake. Step up to the plate. Here's Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, good morning. You're on AM 760.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good, considering I wish it were warmer.
Yeah, well, hopefully now that it's March, we'll start seeing some better weather. I'm sick of the snow myself.
Yeah, really.
You know what? I don't have a problem with this class, especially if it's an elective. And, you know, I think the thing that gets to me is I think this is one of those issues that separates conservatives from the left. You know, either last year or before, there was a class that when it was a mandatory class, I think in Washington State, where they taught the Koran, and there was a lot of uproar about it from the right, and those on the left thought that it was great. You know?
Well, I gotta profess ignorance to that. I'd have to go look the story up because I don't remember it. But I'll tell you right now, I consider myself to be a liberal. And I consider myself to be on the left. I would not endorse the teaching of Koran in school.
Well,
I'd be against it.
Here's where the line is for me, Jay. If it's an elective class, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I certainly don't think that they should be able to set mandatory classes for the Bible or the Koran or the Torah or any of the religious studies. But if schools want to set those up as elective classes, I don't have a problem with it.
But what is it doing on school grounds? In other words, if you're religious and you've got kids, why don't you teach that stuff at home? And then, do you think really, in reality, now come on, I want you to be honest with me. Do you think really that if I lived in Craig and I stepped up in front of the school board and I said, listen, you want to have an elective class on the Bible? You want to teach the Bible as literature and being history-oriented? Okay, I have no problem with that, but also I would like to see the Koran, the Torah, as well as the Book of Mormon, as well as Scientology. And you might get a few people in that community, I doubt it, but you might get a few people in that community who may come forward and say, listen, you know what, we're devil worshippers. We want that in there too. Do you think that the public there would accept any of that? No,
well,
they'd be outraged.
But I think that's, yet again, another difference between you and I, Jay. I think a community is more than within their rights to dictate something like that. I think that it is perfectly acceptable for a community to say, you know what, we want to set up an elective class that has to do with the Bible, and if they decide they don't want to have an elective class for the Torah or the Koran, that's fine as well.
That's discrimination, and it's discrimination. Wait a minute, hold on. It's discrimination, and on top of that, it's the worst kind of discrimination because it's discrimination using taxpayer dollars. In other words, if I own a house in Craig or in any school district, and my property taxes are going to pay for the operation of the school district,
right?
Then the board tells me that I'm disenfranchised?
Well,
how are you going to make that pass muster in court?
Well, I don't think that it would be a problem in court because that particular issue is an issue in every district, Jay. There are people out. What about the people that don't have kids that have to pay for a curriculum through their property taxes? And that they never
That's genuinely accepted. That's genuinely accepted as the idea that you have a responsibility to your community and the quality of your community, and the fact that we have always held public education until recently in high esteem, but you're leaving out one of the biggest elements. You're leaving out the separation of church and state and the First Amendment of the Constitution, and you're also justifying the idea that, rightly or wrongly, you're justifying the idea that a school board or a community can turn around and elevate one religion and downgrade another.
Well, and I disagree with you. I don't think that they're elevating or downgrading any religion. I think that if you have an elective class, you have an elective class. And on the issue of the First Amendment, Jay, I think this is yet again another big issue that's a difference between conservatives and liberals. I don't think that having an elective class on the Bible is a violation of the separation of church and state. If you remember right, the First Amendment states the government cannot promote, nor can it ignore any religion. They can't.
Teaching is promoting. Yes, teaching is promoting. Teaching is spreading the word. Teaching is proselytizing. No matter how, no matter in any way, shape, or form that you dress it up or disguise it. And I basically have no problem with comparative religion classes. I basically have no problem with those things, but my practical experience in the world has told me that when you get into this kind of area and you drift into this kind of waters, trust me, what's going to end up happening is you're going to get people who are going to get disenfranchised, and wrongly so. What do I base this on? I base it on my own personal experience. I base it on the experience of my community growing up, where this kind of stuff went on all the time.
Well, I understand that things like that went up, and that's, you're a little bit older than I am, so I wasn't in school or alive during the 50s and 60s when religion was much more of a factor in everyday American life. But when you talk about being disenfranchised, or you talk about them promoting a religion by having a class, I don't agree with that, first of all. But if you're going to use terms such as promoting, then all of the issues, gay marriage or any of the issues that have worked their way into schools now that you have conservative parents who don't agree with, then...
Well, wait a minute. What school district is teaching a class on gay marriage?
Well, not necessarily gay marriage, but the whole issue surrounding homosexuality in the United States.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that the idea of teaching kids that you shouldn't discriminate against a class or a group of people based on their sexual orientation would be the same thing as teaching or promoting or discussing or bringing into the classroom or teaching a course based on the Bible?
No, what I'm saying is if you're going to state that by having an elective Bible study class in a school, and in your eyes that's promoting it, then there's no way you can get around when they touch on other subjects that are not necessarily subjects that conservatives are going to agree with.
Well, give me some examples of that. I mean, if you look at what went on here with Jay Benish, your brethren on the right, particularly those on the right in broadcasting, went absolutely crazy, tried to get the guy blown out, went nuts, screamed and beat their chests. They did the same thing with Ward Churchill. They screamed and beat their chests about that, too, in the university system. However, this university professor at CU writes a essay that is a white supremacist piece of work, and suddenly we tune in over there, and there's no discussion about it.
Well, and you know what? You're getting off a little bit, but I...
No, I'm not. The point I'm trying to make to you by bringing all of that up is that there's a big difference between what you're talking about and about between going into the classroom and using the Bible to have a course.
Jay, I see what you're saying. I really do. But I think Benish is a perfect example, okay? If we're going to say that talking about these issues is promoting, then how can you get around saying that what Jay Benish said, for example, which we've all heard, was not promoting anti-capitalism and anti-Americanism?
Because I don't think it was anti-capitalist, first of all. I think that's a false claim. Second of all, I don't think it's anti-American. And third of all, I think there's a difference between examining issues in a classroom under academic freedom and sitting down and running a course paid for by the taxpayer dollars based on the Bible, which is a religious text. And let me just ask you this last thing here. Okay, if you're right and we want to have the Bible and we want to have an elective course in the Bible, will you also accept one on the Quran? Will you also accept one on the Book of Mormon? Will you accept one on the Torah? And if people come forward and they're devil worshippers, can we have one on Satan too?
Yep, and Jay, let me tell you, okay, in most communities in the United States, you're probably not going to have community members that want to have a elective class on the Quran. But you and I both know there are large segments of Muslims that live in, let's say, the Detroit area. And if one of those communities that had a large Muslim community wanted to have an elective class in the public school in Detroit on the Quran, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
All right, well, that's the difference between you and I would. Hey, I thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Have a good day. Stay warm. 647. It's 47. It's past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Slippery traffic out there. Gina tells us how bad.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the usual pockets for slowdowns now. Southbound 2520th to 84th. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike, Federal to I-25. And, of course, we did have traffic jammed for a bit. Southbound I-25 approaching the tech center. Looks like that semi-crash was cleared off to the shoulder just north of Orchard. The freeway was shut down, so traffic was stopped and stacked up there for a bit. It's going to take a few minutes to thin out. Further south, cleanup southbound 25 near Lincoln Avenue and down in Castle Rock. We're having a lot of problems through there with icy roads. Looks like we have a wreck at Founders Parkway. So the Douglas County, Castle Rock area, including C-470, going to be very snow-packed and slick. You want to take your time. Weather today, a cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range, high of 35. Tonight, a chilly night with temps back in the teens. And right now, partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
AM760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, ProgressiveNet, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM760 Live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Horizon Glass Family. For nearly 30 years, Horizon Glass Family has been a community-minded business serving the area with integrity and pride. They specialize in complete glass service for commercial properties. Call Horizon Glass Family at 303-293-9377 or stop in at 1855 29th Street in Denver.
Looking for a new investment idea? Find out why thousands of people are getting into currency trading or Forex at a free introductory seminar this Monday, March 5th at the Sheraton Denver Tech Center. Every day, world events impact currency prices. Forex.com will help you understand how to identify opportunities in the world's largest financial market, diversify your investments, and control your financial future. Attend a free Forex trading seminar this Monday and find out if currency trading is right for you. Visit Forex.com. That's Forex.com for a session times and locations. In 90 minutes, you'll learn easy techniques that will help you get started trading in the world's largest financial market. Take the first step and attend Forex.com's free seminar on currency trading this Monday, March 5th at the Sheraton Denver Tech Center. Walk-ins are welcome at either the 1 o'clock or 7 o'clock sessions. Call 1-877-4X-GO or visit Forex.com for more information. Forex trading involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from ABC Window Tinting Company, 6363 East Evans Avenue in Denver. visit abcwindowtinting.com or call Freddie at 720-353-6640. That's 720-353-6640 for ABC Window Tinting Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Look out for some blowing snow today, high 35, and don't let the sky fool you. It is really slippery out there, so please be extremely careful. Somebody sent me an instant message at AM760.net. We're talking about Craig petitioning to seek a Bible class in Craig, Colorado, at the Moffat County High School. Somebody said, hey, how about a Harry Potter course? Which drives the ultra-right nuts, because, you know, they think Harry Potter's based on the devil. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Whenever I hear these stories about people trying to force their religion into taxpayer public schools, I always think about, you know, they must not have very much confidence in their churches, and they must not have very much confidence in what they teach at home, that that they would say, well, you know, my kid is going to be so swayed by the secular world unless I have them indoctrinated into our religion in the public school as well. They certainly, their church and their home teaching certainly haven't armed their kids sufficiently to exist out in the world, have they, if they have to have this at school too?
Bill, is it that, or is it the fact that what they really want to do is they want to get to us and our kids because they feel that it's their mission to bring us to the word of their Lord and Savior?
Well, absolutely, and it's a money thing, too. They figure if they can get, you know, if a specific church, I bet there was one specific church in Craig that launched this drive, and if that church can get families that wouldn't normally get to their church into their church, they can lay claim to a tenth of that family's income as a tithe.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I just know that people could email here and they could rightly accuse me of being hung up on this topic.
Well,
and I am, because I don't sincerely see, nor do I get why it is we have to have this and why it is that this is okay, but then there are other things that we can't do. Like, for instance, you can't have sex education.
I'm hung up on the topic because I'm your age, 54. I grew up in South St. Louis, and in the public school, we had a Christmas program every year, and it was very religious, and that's the way schools were back then. And there was one Jewish kid named Mark in my class whose parents didn't want him to participate in glorifying a religion that he didn't believe in. He came in for such peer ostracism among the kids, and you know how cruel kids can be to somebody who's different. The day of the Christmas program, we went out for recess, and Mark very deliberately walked out into the middle of Holly Hills Boulevard into the path of a truck right in front of me. And I never want to see that again. I want religion out of public government schools. I don't want to pay for it. How much does the story say how much this curriculum would cost?
No, it doesn't get into that.
Yeah, our fiscal conservative last caller ought to think about how much district would be forcing taxpayers to pay for this thing.
Yeah, they don't go there. They don't get into that. All right,
yeah.
Bill. Thank you, man. Good call. 303-713-7600. Christine in Aurora. Christine, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, good. Well, you know, first off, I did have sex ed in school. I went, of course, to a private school, but it
Ooh,
was
lucky you.
I know. It was an amazing, I mean, it was really was an amazing.
And did it make you want to go out and have sex?
No, but I certainly had the tools to protect myself. They went into some serious detail, so.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a great class, but and I think it should be that way. I mean, it should be thorough, and it should be that way. And yes, my parents did talk to me too, which was beyond traumatic for me in middle school. But but we won't go there with that. But what the religion aspect of it, which all I can think of is be careful what you wish for, because religion per se, you know, as a history of religion in a secular way, I wouldn't, I mean, I know that's not their intention, but I wouldn't have a problem with it if you look at it all. And you look at it analytically, and you don't take the Bible as the gospel, that it is a document, but if you look at it, how it's been created and where it comes from and what the point was to it and put it in a time-space kind of setting.
See, I don't think that belongs in the public schools. Where that belongs in, that belongs in church. That belongs in the home. It doesn't belong in
the
public schools.
I'm not talking about teaching it as religion.
Well, they're looking at it. What they're saying is they're saying that it's going to be quote unquote literature and history oriented. But the thing is, they're going to use the Bible to teach it. That's just another way to get the word of our Lord into the classroom.
Well, and that's where I mean, I know what their intention is. But what I'm saying is if you look at it from a historical point of view, not as a religious point of view, but this is, you look at it analytically in the sense of, you know, how true is this? How accurate is this? Is this really what was, you know?
Well, yeah, but you'll never get away with that. Because
no,
if you ever have anybody, yeah,
it,
you have anybody come up and go, well, I want to address the class because I believe that the Bible is fiction, you'd have a riot.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. But that's where, I mean, I was a history major in college and English major, and that's the one class that I never got to take, which was the study of history of religion, because they didn't teach it, even in college. And the only place you can get that is from church or synagogue or
I have no problem. I have no problem in college, but public school, no. Christine, I got to run because I'm out of time, and I appreciate your call. Stay warm. All right. We appreciate you participating in the first hour. Second hour coming up. I want to talk to you about the President of the United States. We'll do that coming up. Stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedupani. 30 minutes before the opening bell and stock futures are heading lower on the heels of a good news, bad news government report on the economy. The report, which came out 30 minutes ago, shows the biggest gains in personal income and consumer spending in a year, but it also shows higher than expected inflation. At the moment, S&P futures are 13.5 points. Dow futures are down 99. CBS's Susan McGinnis tells us investors who are encouraged by yesterday's modest recovery from Tuesday's blowout could lose their nerve if prices head south today.
Some economists say this could be a real turning point among investors, that they just cannot take the kind of risk that they used to.
There's more today about the shabby treatment of wounded war veterans at the war.
That the United States Army Corps of Engineers is responsible for the damages.
Plaintiff Attorney Joe Bruno says the court have ruled the Corps of Engineers is not immune and can be sued for flood control failures in Hurricane Katrina.
This is CBS News.
Norma, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Norma, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Okay, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard. Toyota Camry LE, not available. Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring, standard. Other guys, not available. There's got to be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard. Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110. MSRP excludes tax.
It's 7:04. I'm John M. with an AM760 local news update. Some shocking new audio tapes just out of Shelley Lowe talking about Aaron A. Thompson in the past tense. The six-year-old girl's been missing since November of 05. Aurora police think she's dead. Police played the tapes for Kenyetta Fields, Aaron A.'s half-brother. He talked to 9 News and has a message for her father, Aaron, who's still considered a person of interest in the girl's disappearance and police think murder.
You can never come back to Michigan. Ever. Never. Because if I come across you one time, you will die.
On the tapes, Lowe says the six-year-old was dead and buried. Shelley Lowe, of course, died of a heart attack last year. Slick roads on the south and west parts of the metro area this morning. And for those gearing up for spring, you may have to wait a while.
The season was scheduled to begin on March 1.
Yeah, right. That ain't going to happen. Doug Woods, director of parks for the city and county of Denver, says that date's been pushed back and some people are SOL.
I think there was probably a few, maybe adult teams that had some games scheduled for the 1st.
Right now, parks are set to open Monday the 5th, but if today's snow stays around for a few days, that may change. And protesters outside that big NATO meeting in Colorado Springs have lost their appeal of rules that unconstitutionally kept them out of sight of meeting attendees 4 years ago. City cordoned off a security zone around the meeting at the Broadmoor Hotel that kept the public and the protesters well away. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, a major crash involving a semi forced the closure of southbound 25 at Orchard for a brief time. It's been back open. Traffic seems to be moving normally through there. We did have some delays back to Hamden and a lot of problems as well on I-25, actually, as you head south. We had a wreck earlier at Lincoln and Founders Parkway through the Castle Rock area. Southbound 225 affected by that tech center crash, too. Looks like that's still caught up back to Parker. Again, it's very icy, so please just reduce your speed. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, a cold and windy day expected around the metro area and across the Front Range, high of 35. Tonight, a cold one, 13 for the low. Currently partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Top 3 reasons my house is getting a makeover. Number 3, once upon a time I had beige carpets. Then I had boys. Number 2, somehow my oven can heat an entire kitchen, but only half a pie. And number 1, I can take the after photos before I have to pay for it.
Right now, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through March 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, now you listen and you listen good. You need to walk the line.
Jawohl, mein Führer.
Be careful of what you say because one slip and you're a righty.
Oh, God.
Doesn't Ed Schultz use that term all the time?
These righties.
That's what you are. You're a righty. Righty, lefty, lefty, loosey, whatever. 707, J. Marvin, your lug nut of the radio here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, along with John M. and John Turk. Okay, we got a debate about this yesterday off the air, so we're going to have it on the air. And I've gotten into this situation before. So let me use my own experience. And we'll also get a comment from Mr. Turk, who produces this show. We'll get a comment from him about his experience with this. Now, my nephew, who I love, and his name is Eli, he lives in a little town in Mississippi. And he loves the President of the United States. When he grows up, he wants to be just like George W. Bush.
Oh, good Lord.
Well, now I knew you were going to say that, but hang on a second.
Okay.
How did you look at the presidency when you were 10?
I thought Dwight Eisenhower was cool.
Okay. Do you think there were people out there who didn't think he was cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like my father, who voted for Adlai Stevenson.
All right. So, when he brings up George W. Bush, when he brings up the president, Mary and I get kind of uncomfortable, get kind of queasy.
How old is he?
10.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. So, what do you do? Do you step on his deal? Do you say, like, well, do you launch into all the invectives that traditionally people listening to this radio station would?
No.
Or do you say, yeah, okay, because at some point when we were all 10, we all loved the President of the United States.
Of course.
We all idolized him, depending on who it was, whether it was, you know, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan,
it's the
Bill Clinton.
It's the President of the United States.
Yeah, John Kennedy.
You're 10 years old, and, you know, you look up to authority figures.
Yeah, exactly. So now let's bring in Mr. Turk. Okay, let's talk about your situation and how this all started, because you start telling me a story about, I believe, your daughter and the president.
Right. Well, you know, President's Day was like a week and a half ago, and she's been learning about the president. She's 5 years old. She's been learning about, you know, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. And she comes home with these little stories about, you know, George Washington cutting down the cherry tree, and Abraham Lincoln living in a log cabin and freeing the slaves. And so I asked her, you know, I was like, do you know who the president is right now? And she didn't. And then I was kind of really at a loss to tell her about, well, I told her, you know, it was George Bush. And then she said, what does he do? What did he do? You know, kind of like the cherry tree, or, you know, each president has a story of what they did. And, you know, so what do I tell her, you know? And this is kind of bad. My wife looked at me like, you know, you shouldn't have said it. But I was like, you know, our president now is a monkey. Because, you know, she knows what a monkey is. She could relate to that. So, I hope she doesn't repeat it in class.
Yeah, so she takes it to school, and when her teacher says, do you know who the president of the United States is today? And she raises her hand and says, yes, it's George W. Bush, or it's George Bush, and he's a monkey.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, I don't know. Would it be?
There's some editorial cartoonist, I can't remember who it is, but he always draws Bush very simian-looking with a tail sticking up in the back.
Right, and there's a whole website called The Chimp Smirks or something like that, but that's not the point. The point is, here's the point. The point is, and this is why I wanted to see what people had to say about this. All right, how do you sit down with a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old and explain this administration to them?
Oh boy!
Do you tell them what would be, quote unquote, politically correct? Or maybe that's not the right term. Do you tell them what do you say to them? Or do you sit down with them and say, you know, honey, pal, whatever, bad people often ascend to very powerful positions in life. And we have somebody here who is not exactly the best person in the world. either morally or intelligence-wise. Is that what you tell them?
I don't know.
Or do you sit down and say, or do you tell them, do you say to them, the office of the president should be respected. The proper way to address the president is Mr. President. But it doesn't mean that you have to like the person or agree with the person who is the president.
That's not bad.
And would they, one, be capable of understanding that? And that's, also, two...
That's the problem.
Also, two, you know the old World War II saying, loose lips sink ships. We all sit here on a regular basis and mouth off about this guy. We don't know if kids are listening. We don't know if Johnny, who's 8 years old, is in the car with pops or moms. And she or he's carting him to school. Then they got an AM 760, and here's three guys calling him all kinds of names, which we don't do, but there are a lot of people who do. Well, he's a criminal. So in other words, how do you deal with 5 and 10 year olds? Or 6 year olds?
Are they even listening?
Or do you not go there?
Are they even paying attention?
Well, if they're not paying attention, they're like John Turk's daughter that you get it in school.
Yeah.
Then they're going to come home and they're going to say something to you about it. Well, Washington chopped down the cherry tree. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Lyndon Johnson, you know, go on and on. And by the way, Daddy, what did the current president, Mr. Bush, do?
He started a bad war.
So you're going to tell him that?
Yeah.
Well, he's responsible for the wasting of thousands and thousands and thousands of lives.
He started a bad war,
so
and a
then
lot
they go,
of people died.
So then they go to school and say, Mrs. Hargrove, I know the answer. Yes, Jay. He's a bad man. He was responsible for the deaths of thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah. So? I don't have a problem with that.
Another question you could ask with this one is, I mean, do you push politics on your kids? Or when is the right age to start talking politics with your kids at all?
There are a lot of parents who push that on their kids.
Because my dad never really did. He never really did.
But as a child, you overhear them talking.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he thought Reagan was great. My dad loved Ronald Reagan. So when I grew up, you know, I kind of admired
Ronald Reagan.
And, you know, I loved him because he was always on not necessarily the news, and he was easy to make fun of. But, my dad never, not that I can remember, ever pushed politics on me.
They don't have to. All they have to do is talk about it. Then you hear them, and until you know better, you ape your parents, and then some of that stays with you. Would you agree with that, John?
Yeah, I don't recall my parents talking about politics much.
Well, then how did you know your father voted for Adlai Stevenson?
Well, this was later on, but I don't remember him talking about it when I was 8, 9 years old. Although it's funny because I did a political cartoon around Thanksgiving of 1957 when I was 8 years old. And my mother still has this thing. A number of years ago, she pulled this thing out. I couldn't believe it. I'm 8 years old, and I draw a political cartoon. It's around Thanksgiving. It shows a turkey with its head on the chopping block. And I have the turkey labeled USA, and there's a big axe getting ready to fall, and it says USSR. And then there are a bunch of turkey heads lying around the block that say Poland, Czechoslovakia.
Well, all right. Where did you get that from?
You know, I must have gotten it somewhere from the folks or maybe.
Well, sure. Or they had the television on and they were talking about it?
Oh, yeah. I remember every night during dinner we would watch the 15-minute CBS network news. But I don't recall them talking about politics when I was a kid. So I must have gotten it from TV news.
No, it would be impossible for your parents to sit there and watch television and watch the news and watch current events and then not say anything to each other about it. I bet you had to pick it up somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's how most kids pick things up, don't they? From their parents? And then when you go out in the world and you learn, then you're supposed to modify your positions, right?
Presumably.
Or you can be like me, which everything my parents told me, I rejected and went the other way.
Well, from what you've told me, I get the impression you were, you considered yourself an outsider at a very young age.
I consider myself a communist when I was 15. Only thing I wanted to do was run off to Cuba and go live. That's true.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I used to write Fidel and Che Guevara long and passionate letters.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My name's in a State Department file someplace. 718, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Got kids? How do you deal with them when it comes to talking to them about the Bush administration? Or just how do you deal with them? Especially if they're like 5 or 10 years old. How do you deal with traffic when it's so slippery outside? Gina's got the information.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Cold and windy day expected around Denver, high of 35. Tonight, another chilly night with temps back in the teens. A few clouds, 13. Right now, partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe. In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean. It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work. You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Their friendly counselors will give you all the details. Call 800-768-6113. That's 800-768-6113. You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Are you throwing away money on a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those monthly payments and maintenance bills forever and free up money every month for the things in life you really want? We're Timeshares Only, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top dollar. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit that tells you what your timeshare is worth. Even better, it includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-0299. Once upon a time, your timeshare was your dream vacation, but now it's just money down the drain. Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The polls are tightening in the race for president. He is the hottest political figure in America right now. Senator Barack Obama will join us, and he'll talk about what is appearing to be a very tight race with Senator Hillary Clinton. And also, a Delta Zeta sorority has asked 23 members to leave the group because of their weight and age. Is this America? And we'll give you the latest details on the Scooter Libby trial. It's all coming your way on The Ed Schultz Show.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Twenty-two minutes after seven. By the way, congratulations to the Doors, who have been given a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And long overdue, too. High today, 35, blowing snow in some parts of the area. Watch out, it's slippery out there, too. We're talking about this. How do you deal with a 5- and 10-year-old? How do you explain to them about this administration? Because it's going to come up in school. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Elaine and Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have a 9-year-old son. He knows how I feel about Bush. He knows why. I've tried to bring up other presidents who were real presidents and talk about what they did in office so that he could see the comparison. I also feel that there's nothing wrong with talking about politics with your kids. Well, I grew up in a political discussion household with parents who were quite conservative, and I'm not. But I, you know, I've had a lifelong interest in politics because they were always discussing it at home all the time. And I think that's just a way of imparting your values to your children. I don't think that it's bad to talk about politics in your family. I really don't.
I don't think it is either. Matter of fact, I'd rather be in a household where they talked about politics than
sports.
Yeah,
in my opinion, I mean, my parents talked about politics instead of sports. So I don't care about sports, and I care about politics. I think that makes a big difference in how, you know, in how you're brought up and what's important to your family and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, I think it is too. However,
I mean, if there's nothing,
what do you do though? What do you do if your 5 or 10 year old though has that whole thing that we all had when we were kids, where you look up to the president of the United States? I mean, do you step on that? Do you say he's not a good? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I tell them about presidents who were good, like Franklin Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, and show them that those are the presidents to look up to. And there's nothing wrong, just because they aren't the president now doesn't mean that those aren't the people you can look up to as leaders of our country. And then they can see the comparison and the difference between what we have now and those true leaders of our nation. I think that's real important. And if they bring a different variable to the classroom, it makes them kind of uncomfortable, but it may maybe make the other kids think too and not just be indoctrinated. I mean, I'm probably indoctrinating my kids, but at least it's an opposing viewpoint. At least it's something for them to discuss.
Well, I think parents always indoctrinate their kids. And when I say that, I don't mean it, you know, indoctrination sounds pejorative. I don't mean it that way. But what you said in the earlier part, which is you pass your values and your beliefs onto them, and then hopefully when they have experience or whatever the case may be, then they adjust their viewpoint.
And they may have totally different viewpoint when they get to be adults than you do, but at least they know what yours is, and I think that's important.
Well, I'd like to level with my nephew, though, and tell him what I really think.
Yeah, the only problem with the nephew is then you're kind of stepping on his parents' toes in a way, unless they think it's okay. You know, that's the only
thing. Well, we can't send Eli to Uncle Jay and Aunt Mary because Uncle Jay is a radical. No, I don't know if that would be the case at all. Elaine, thanks.
Thank you
for sharing with us.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Let's go to Steve on I-25. Steve, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Okay, I just want to say that I think I wish schools would emphasize the Constitution and the law a little bit more. Presidents come and go, and they do have their personalities, and some of them have been very great presidents. But this Constitution is what protects our freedom, and that was developed because in the past, you know, back in the times of the Magna Carta, people had problems with authoritarian kings that weren't good people, and it's the Constitution that really keeps us free. So
it's amazing how many people, for instance, really don't. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I can say it verbatim, and sometimes I can't. But it's amazing the amount of people who don't know the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that's right. And it would be nice if the schools would teach that and tell people the president takes an oath and everybody takes an oath to defend the Constitution. And there's a really good reason for that. The reason is that Constitution protects us.
Let me get radical for a second. Do you think it would be wrong to tell a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old, if they ask you about the current administration, if you said to them, well, George W. Bush is a war criminal. And then they go to class, and then they raise their hand. My dad said, or my mom said, George W. Bush is a war criminal.
No, you can't say that because it hasn't been proven in court.
You know, I think you want, if you're gonna give some information to a child, it really should be something that's been proven, that they don't have to back down on. It'd be a shame.
I mean, could you imagine that?
Yeah, no.
But you know there are people out there who say that openly.
Well, they don't say it directly. They talk to each other, and the child probably overhears it, yeah. Or maybe they do tell a child that, which is a shame, because I think, we're trying to bring kids up in a positive environment. And so we need to find a way to do that.
Yeah, I've also wondered about this, too. I've also wondered about how much our negative outlook on our own government, whether it's city, state, or federal, doesn't make any difference what member of what party you're a member of or where you sit ideologically. I've often wondered how much of that seeps into our kids, too.
Yeah, it may. And the point is, some of it they're going to turn off because they're not going to want to hear it. You know, they just can't deal with negative ideas. And it doesn't help them. I mean, it doesn't help them with other kids unless they have an answer. You know?
Yeah. I think the best example I can give of this, too, is the beating up of public education. Adults complain now constantly about the public school systems, and, yeah, there are things that have to be fixed. There's no question about it. But I've often wondered why we just don't get onto the business of fixing it instead of complaining about it every single day and complaining about teachers and complaining about the whole system. And then your kids hear that kind of stuff. Or complaining about paying taxes. That's another thing.
Well, you know, I've lived in the states that have higher taxes, and I can tell you that they provide better benefits, too. You know, I mean, you're making an investment. You're making an investment in the public scene. And it's a decision you have to make whether you want to have a low-cost system and low-cost benefits or whether you want to have a better system.
Yeah. You know what? Very well said. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Two lines open here, 303-713-7600. How do you talk to your kids or children about the current state of the world and about the administration, basically? And maybe you've got kids, maybe you've had kids ask you, because we were talking about this yesterday off the air. I mean, how do you, because kids are always raised to idolize the president. So, what do you say, the president's like a bum? Like he's no good? He's a liar? He's a war criminal? I'm not saying I believe he's one, but I'm just saying I've heard people call this station and say that. Oh, the president? Well, let me sit down and tell you about him, son. He's part of a giant criminal conspiracy. He's a member of a crime family. Then that child goes to school. Yes, Mrs. Johnson, I know about the president. He's a member of a crime family.
He's like Tony Soprano.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't know about Tony Soprano anyway.
No, that's true.
So they shouldn't be watching that. I think you ought to talk to kids about politics. I think you ought to talk to kids about the state of the world. I think you ought to pass your values on to them.
Yeah.
Just got to be careful about how you phrase it, right?
Yeah, it all depends on the age, you know, because you've got to, and hopefully parents, you know where their kids are on a intellectual level and what age is proper to be talking about, you know, he's a bad person versus he's a bad person because.
Yeah. Yeah. You get into that with your kids. It's the reality of raising children. 7:31, it's 31 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slippery out there. Gina has the update.
Yes, Jay. It's been bad for a while. We had a lot of wrecks and spinouts. Looks a little bit better, although the south end of the city is not doing too well. Northbound 25 was closed at Academy. Of course, that's for the north of the metro area following a crash. Right now, detours are in place. I-25 still packed in both directions, though, moving slowly from Lincoln to C-470 all the way through the tech center. On that southbound side, we've had a wreck involving two semis near C-470. Northbound is dragging from Founders all the way up to Hamden. C-470 crawling across Highlands Ranch, both directions, where it's very, very slick. Weather outlook today, cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range, high of 35, currently partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, traffic, weather, ski report, and listen to AM 760 live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net. Every Sunday morning, AM 760 is Out Loud.
Hey, this is Shannon from the Out Loud Radio Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is it possible to go straight if you're gay? Our guest this week, Wayne Besson, is the author of Anything But Straight. We'll ask him that question. Gregory H. Squared and more. Also, tune in to find out who comes out of the closet this week on AM 760.
The Out Loud Radio Show, every Sunday from 11 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding. Provide strong oversight and accountability. And use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
The American Heart Association says a diet rich in antioxidants promotes a healthy heart. That's a delicious reason to drink Welch's 100% grape juice. It's loaded with natural antioxidants with no added sugar. Help protect your heart with Welch's 100% grape juice.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:35, 35 minutes past the hour. Blowing snow high today, 35. Blowing snow in some parts, I should say. And it's slippery out there. Please be careful. One line open at 303-713-7600. Parents talking to kids, your kids or kids in your family, how do you talk to them about the administration? Let's go to, who's first up here? I can't figure out who's first here, John. John's busy looking for a song, so he can't figure out. Let me look and see who's been on the longest here. Let me go to Mary in Denver. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wasn't first, but I'll go.
Okay.
Hey, I agree with Elaine. You know, my father was a Teamster truck driver. He raised me up to don't trust the government, don't trust the media, and not to be just totally negative about it, but be cynical. And I've taught my kids the same thing, and I think it's a valuable lesson to teach your children. You know, if more people in our country would look at what they hear with a little bit of cynicism and a little bit of, well, that may not necessarily be true. Those were lessons from Vietnam that we were taught, that we were being told that we weren't being told how badly it was going. And we weren't being told how many of our people were being killed. And a lot more people would have resisted it sooner had we been told. And I think the same thing is true much, maybe even more so today.
What would it be like to raise your children and not let them see any TV?
Well, that's okay, too, if you know, maybe you're talking more, which would be better.
No, I mean, if you had kids and you're married and your wife has a baby, so you decide, I don't want them exposed to the media So we'll get rid of the television set.
Well, you know, Jay, many years ago I did some house cleaning for a rabbi's wife, and they did not have a TV in the house. And their children were picked up in front of their house. So they were sheltered, but I'm sure they were taught a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
And look how much time is wasted with television and, you know, foolishness.
It's like you ever run across those parents and, all right, now this is going to sound like an attack, and I'm so tired of getting these emails. I know what you really meant there. This is not an attack. It's just a question. How about those parents?
I don't know.
How about those parents who will not let their children be exposed to the secular world?
Well, that's their choice.
But how do those kids function when they grow up and become adults?
Well, some rebel and, you know, some continue on. I mean, I'm not against that, if that might be your belief. And maybe it's a matter of when they get older, then we can start gradually exposing them rather than just willy-nilly. They're exposed to everything.
All right, so tell the kids the truth about the administration.
There's a lot of things going on that are against the Constitution, you know. Absolutely. You would gauge it for their age group, definitely. But I think that's part of, like Elaine said, you're imparting your values to your children. And isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yep, that's exactly what we're supposed to do. Mary, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. So starting today, I'm going to tell every 10-year-old that Dick Cheney doesn't have a heart. And he's artificial and kept alive by an evil machine.
Now, do you like John Stewart does? He strangles puppies.
Yeah. He rips the flesh off young women. John in Greeley. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, fellas?
Hey, we're doing good.
All right. Good to talk with you. You know, my daughter's 14. It's kind of interesting because I've always been political. My parents were very political. And I guess it's kind of passing on to her now. I mean, for Christmas, she asked for Barack Obama's books.
I think that's great. I think that's great, though. If you read his books, I mean, they're suited for 14, 16-year-olds, no question.
I think so. As
yeah.
Well. I think it's awesome. I'm proud of her. You know, she's taking an interest in the world around her. And I think that comes, not just because of me, but because of my parents. My dad was always involved in the caucuses, going down to the convention and whatnot. So, you know, I was raised around that, and I'm passing it on to my kids. And it makes me proud of her.
What about if your daughter were 10?
You know, when she was younger, I've always been political. We talk about what's going on in current events and whatnot. So, and I think you set the gauge for that. I'm a teacher as well. So I have to, you know, when the kids do come to school and they have their opinions and they tell me what their parents are telling them, I said, well, you know, that's how your parents feel. I have to be very objective. Sometimes it's difficult. Like, oh, my gosh, what are they thinking? But
oh, like give us an example of that.
Well, just, I live in Greeley. Okay.
Okay. I get you.
Conservative area. So, you know, well, you know, my daddy likes Representative so-and-so a lot, and it's like, oh, well, that's nice. And I just got to tell him that's a great thing about, you know, this country is we get to choose. We get to choose, and it's a wonderful thing. Even if we don't agree, we can talk about it, and we can always choose.
So, have you ever had him say something really, really outrageous?
I don't know necessarily outrageous. Last year, a lot of the immigration stuff.
I think all Mexicans should be jailed.
Yeah. Well, actually, on the other side, one little girl said, well, you know what? Her dad here legally was an illegal resident. I think a citizen. Mom isn't yet. She said, well, George Bush wants to send my mommy back to Mexico. It's like, whoa.
Oh, that's a little dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, honey, it's not, you know, it was tough to explain, especially with a 9-10-year-old, you know, and then don't want to get too political and just, you know, well, you know, just hope your mommy can stay and we're just hoping for the best for you. And that was a tough one.
Yeah, that is rough. John, thanks, man.
Thank you, Robert. You guys have a good one.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye.
Let me go to my buddy, Alan. Should I get his last name? Yeah, no problem. Let me go to my buddy, Alan Salazar, who knows... He's the chief of staff of Congressman Udall, and he knows everything there is to know about politics. And he's a wealth of knowledge, a fountain of information, and we tap on his head daily for stuff. Alan, hi.
Hey, Jay, I'm not sure I can live up to that introduction.
Oh, yeah, you can. Anyway, go ahead, because you got a good story?
I do have a good story. I used to, back in the day, I worked for a while for President Clinton in the reelect in 96, and I thought it would be real cool to get my kid to meet the president. And the president came into town. My little guy was, I think, about 3 years old, little maybe 2 or 3 years old. He's still a toddler. So we're out at the airport waiting for Air Force One to come in. Air Force One comes in. We're lined up, and I'm getting him all pumped to visit or see President Clinton, meet President Clinton. And he's, you know, shy about it, but he shakes the hand. I get the picture, proud dad. You know, I figure this will be the picture that I can put on the mantle for a long time and get the kid interested in politics and see the stars in his eyes. Less that day, I'm with his mom, and we're at the grocery store, and she's going through the checkout lane, and I take him over to, you know, where the little, those little those penny horse machines, you know, where you keep your kid occupied. Well,
right, yeah.
So he's on the horse, and I'm feeding pennies into the machine, and a guy walks by in a suit, and the kid says, "Look, Dad, there goes another president."
That's great. That's great. So what did you say to him? Yeah,
well,
the president,
I said,
is it?
I said, well, you know, bud, I guess anybody in a suit's a president, huh? And he says, well, yeah. Can't get him interested in politics. He's in sixth grade now. And I think I've had him to too many JJ dinners and too many political events. we do talk to him. You know, when your father's that involved in politics, I think sometimes it has just the opposite effect. His mom and I are terribly worried we're going to raise him. He's going to turn out to be a very conservative Republican, but that might make some of my friends in the Republican Party happy.
But what would you do? Let's say your son's 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he says to you, or he starts asking you about the Bush administration. I mean, what would you say to him? Like the guy, I mean, how would you...
Well, you know, my kid's grown up around it, and, you know, so he knows Mark, and he knows what this world is like, and so we've had some conversations about the president, almost always in the context of the war, which I think kids see that on the news, and you know, they're confused by it. We've always been really honest with him about politics, and he knows our opinions, and he hears our opinions. So we've never sheltered him from it, and we've always tried to, you know, talk up as opposed to talk down.
Yeah, you know, you just never know. I was talking off the air with Jay about my stepson. He's 19 now, and my wife and I are both good liberals and have always been. And he's a young conservative. I mean, before the war in Iraq started, 4 years ago, my wife and I were against it from the get-go, and he was all for it, and if he wasn't diabetic, he would have joined the Army when he got out of Boulder High. I think he was one of the very few conservative kids in Boulder High, and he and I got in the screaming match. I wound up calling him a budding neo-fascist, and he called me a burned-out hippie. But I think in the last year or so, he's kind of shut up, so I think he's starting to realize that, you know.
I think most people are waking up, don't you, Alan?
I think so. You know, I fully expect that when my son is going through his teenage rebellion years, you know, he'll do exactly what your son did, and that is, you know, turn into an arch conservative.
Yeah,
and have some big fights about it.
Yeah, all you can do is sit there and love. That's
exactly right.
I said, Dan, at least I'm not going to treat you like Ben Franklin treated his son. You know, Franklin disowned his son who stayed a Tory.
Well, what would you do, Alan, if your son came home and said, I don't know, just name some innocuous, I mean, just some GOP candidate. He's, I'm going to work for so and so.
Oh, he's going to have his own views, and I may vigorously disagree with him, and probably would, but I wouldn't try and you know, we're not trying to raise our kid to be a Democrat. We're just trying to raise him to be a good citizen.
Exactly.
And make up his mind,
yeah,
about things.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the best way to look at it. Boy, it's good to hear your voice. Are you here in Colorado, or are you?
I am. In fact, I'm picking up my kid to take him into school. So I'm in Colorado for the next couple of weeks, and we'll see how things go here.
All right. Well, let's see.
Always good to be home.
Let's see if we can bump into each other.
We'll do, Jay.
Take care, Alan.
Bye bye.
All right. There's Alan Salazar. He is, what would we call his title? He's Chief of Staff for Congressman Mark Udall, soon to be Senator Udall.
Yeah, you know, all you can do is help the kids grow up to be concerned citizens and involved. And, you know, my kid may read Ayn Rand and Ann Coulter and Bill O'Reilly, but at least he's reading.
You call Ann Coulter and Bill O'Reilly reading? really? Really?
Point well taken. I'm just trying to...
Audrey, hang on. We'll get to your call. And we got the three open lines at 303-713-7600. Question is how do you talk to your kids about the President of the United States, George W. Bush, since a lot of us now, if you look at public opinion polls, we don't necessarily approve of him. So I'd like to know how you sit down and do that. How do you say to your 10-year-old, well, that guy's a war criminal? Or whatever you would say to him, and then they take that to school. 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour, slipping and sliding out there. Gina checks it out.
Actually, the major problem area is still going to be south of the Denver area. We've had a closure north on I-25 at Academy Boulevard. Detours are in place there. You'll be exiting off the freeway and then back on again. But you're not going to get any relief because north on I-25 is still really jammed from Founders Parkway all the way through the Tech Center. On the southbound side, we had a crash involving two semis near C-470. So right now we have major delays southbound from Hamden all the way down to C-470, including right around the county line area. Weather outlook today, cold and windy, high of 35, right now partly cloudy and 20. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic for their supersonic breakfast burrito. Eggs, cheese, sausage, onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and tater tots. It's everything good about a breakfast in a warm flour tortilla. Get one with a cranberry juice at Sonic, your ultimate drink stop, where it's not just good, it's Sonic good.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
To handle difficult social situations involving their friends, alcohol, and driving. Your advice can make all the difference. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their friends and our community safe. An important message brought to you by Lou Zier Insurance, your Farmers Life and Casualty representative. For help with your personal insurance needs, call 978-1770. That's Lou Zier Insurance at 7968 South Depew Street in Littleton.
It's 50% off and more at Joseph A. Bank. A huge selection of suits, business express suit separates, and tuxedos, 50% off. All leather, rain, and top coats, 50% off. Plus, every cashmere sweater, 50% off. Consider all executive blazers, regularly $350, now $149. And wool cashmere dress pants, only $59. Want to save even more? Take an extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Looking for a new investment idea? Find out why thousands of people are getting into currency trading or Forex at a free introductory seminar this Monday, March 5th at the Sheraton Denver Tech Center. Every day, world events impact currency prices. Forex.com will help you understand how to identify opportunities in the world's largest financial market, diversify your investments, and control your financial future. Attend a free Forex trading seminar this Monday and find out if currency trading is right for you. Visit Forex.com. That's Forex.com for a session times and locations. In 90 minutes, you'll learn easy techniques that will help you get started trading in the world's largest financial market. Take the first step and attend Forex.com's free seminar on currency trading this Monday, March 5th at the Sheraton Denver Tech Center. Walk-ins are welcome at either the 1 o'clock or 7 o'clock sessions. Call 1-877-4X-GO or visit Forex.com for more information. Forex trading involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.
computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free... Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to barracuda.com.
Ever found a quarter between your sofa cushions? Well, this spring, it's almost that easy to earn some real money. Just stay at Econolodge or Roadway Inn Hotels. With the Easy Choice Rewards program, all it takes is 4 nights to earn a $50 room credit. That's right, $50. And you don't have to lift a cushion. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for our best internet rate guarantee. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 2-1 and 4:30-07. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For program and guarantee details, visit choicehotels.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good for you. Yeah, I started a policy today. And I keep talking about doing this, but I don't ever do it. Oh, by the way, it's 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. And high today, 35, look out. There could be blowing snow maybe where you are. There's none here. And it is slippery out there. I should not respond to extremely vicious email, should I? I should just blow it off. But I really want to say this woman's name on the air. You know who I'm talking about? John knows who I'm talking about because she's with the speech police. Nancy. You know what, Nancy? And I doubt you're listening, but anyway, I had to say your last name, too. You know what? You are stupid, and by the way, I hope you never listen to me again. And you're right. I'm not going to respond to you. Matter of fact, I'll just delete this right now. That's it. Gone. Audrey in Denver. Audrey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a 10-year-old and I have a 12-year-old, and we discuss politics all the time. And I do think George Bush is a war criminal, and I tell them why I think he is. We go through the Constitution and the importance of Constitution and how he's usurped that privilege of being a president and what he's doing to their future. And since he is not upholding the Constitution, he deserves to be in prison. And that's how I feel. And are my girls, we discuss the different branches of the government and the importance of checks and balances and how you had that their job as they get older is to make sure that the Constitution is upheld. So they have to be, they have to vote. They have to get involved into the whole process, because if they don't, then it can all be taken away. And that's, important for their future. And so if they really think that something's important, they've got to fight for it, that I have to give them the tools and the information of how our government works so they have something to fight for. However, when they go to school, we also tell them that other people don't feel the same way we do. And so when, you have to watch what you say. You can't go around saying, well, this is what my parents think or something. Because everybody has their own opinion, and that's what makes America great, is that we are able to have that opinion, but you can't go around espousing it and saying, you have to believe this way or you have to think this way.
That's a real good way to handle it, I think. I don't think it's bad to tell your children how you feel. As long as you make it clear that there are people out there who have other feelings and that their other feelings and other opinions are not...
Yeah, you can't invalidate how other people feel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to give them the tools. You have to say, well, in our Constitution, it says the president is supposed to do this. He isn't supposed to be able to do a preemptive war. He isn't supposed to do signing statements that,
that negates what the Congress has done. That's not what the Constitution says. It's things like that. The Patriot Act, that is against our Constitution. I mean, it's taken away all these rights that our forefathers put in a Constitution. And so, it's kind of like giving them a civics lesson, a citizen's lesson on how to be a good citizen. But at the same time, it's also teaching them to respect other people and the way that, you know, if you're going to argue with them, you have to have your facts in a row to support your argument. You can't just go out and say, well, this is how my parents think about George Bush. Well, but, you know, you have to have the tools. But at that age, they don't have the understanding. So that's why we say, you know, you have to let other people feel the way they feel, and you don't challenge it. You just say, okay, well, that's how they feel, and, you know, move on.
Tolerance and respect is a really hard thing to acquire. It's a hard thing to do. We all, I think, mean to try it.
Right.
But we sometimes are not very successful at it, and I use myself as an example. Because, you know, I lose it. I think everybody loses it. I think everybody gets angry. I think everybody has things that they totally and completely object to. So I think what you're doing is very admirable. I really do. Audrey, thank you. Thank you for holding on.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good
day. All right. Yeah, you have a good day, too. I didn't mean to cut you off prematurely there. You hear about this kid? I got another child story. You hear about this kid in the dentist? This is really sad. We'll talk about it next.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Wall Street roller coaster is heading down again. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 139 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down 34.
I think what's driving it is ongoing fears, nervousness, shall we say, after the decline that we saw on Tuesday. I don't think investors have gotten over that yet.
Market strategist Hugh Johnson, the latest economic reports are mixed. Good gains in personal income and consumer spending, but a higher than expected inflation reading and a bigger than expected bump in new unemployment claims. The latest Washington Post expose on the poor treatment of wounded war veterans says officials at the Walter Reed Medical Center knew about serious problems 3 years ago. When the reports began coming out last week, officials said they were surprised. Joe Davis with Veterans of Foreign Wars says there's no excuse.
It should be outrage, just pure and total outrage, that how could those in uniform treat others in uniform in this manner.
Within the past hour, four suspects in the latest steroids and sports case appeared before a judge in Orlando and waived extradition to New York State. CBS's Peter King has the latest.
The suspects have waived extradition, but the judge denied their request to be released on bond with GPS tracking devices. She says they actually offered to turn themselves into Albany prosecutors a month ago, but were turned down. She says the prosecutor chose to come here with camera crews in order to make a show of the arrest. Judge says he'll reconsider bond if New York authorities haven't picked them up by next Thursday.
Published reports say the defendant sold performance-enhancing drugs to former boxing champion Evander Holyfield, baseball player Gary Matthews Jr., and other professional, college, and high school athletes. The Anna Nicole Smith funeral will take place about 24 hours from now. CBS's Bianca Solorzano is in the Bahamas.
At the NASA cemetery where Smith will be buried, barricades are up, preparations are underway, and people are already starting to arrive. Craig Butler's family's funeral home helped bury Smith's son, and they are expected to handle Smith's funeral as well.
Smith died almost 3 weeks ago. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Arthur Schlesinger has died. Schlesinger was out to dinner in New York last night when he suffered an apparent heart attack. Historian Stephen Hess says Schlesinger walked in two worlds and was respected in both.
He was a great historian, and he was a dedicated public servant.
Arthur Schlesinger was 89.
Come on, come on, come on, come on,
not touch me, babe. Jim Morrison may be gone, but his group, The Doors, has not been forgotten. It was honored yesterday with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Why won't you tell me what you...
Recapping the Wall Street numbers, the averages are coming back a bit. Industrials are down about 71 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down about 25. This is CBS News.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. That big storm that dumped several inches of snow across the high country and metro area finally moving out of the state with sunny weather expected today. Big difference from yesterday when nearly 20 people were hurt as dozens of vehicles crashed during a snowstorm on I-25 south of Denver.
Once I hit him, then I felt a real big jolt from the back. Somebody hit me.
The State Patrol says 18 people had to be transported to hospitals. Fortunately, nobody seriously hurt. The late stepmother of an Aurora girl missing since November of 2005 told a friend the girl was dead and buried. Our partners at 9 News report Aurora police obtained videotapes of Shelley Lowe, who died in May of last year of a heart attack. Family members of the 6-year-old girl have heard the tapes and told 9 News that Lowe can be heard on the recordings talking about Erin A. in the past tense and saying she's dead, not missing, as she and her common-law husband, Aaron Thompson, maintained. Erin A.'s half-brother is one of those who heard the tapes.
Whoever she was talking to asked her, like, is you going to put some roses on her grave? And she was like, no, he going to do that. He going to do that. I'm like, damn, that's scandalous. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Aurora police not commenting. They halted their search for Erin A. 3 days after Thompson and Lowe reported her missing. They say Thompson remains a person of interest in the case. And the NTSB says the pilot of a plane that crashed last year near Loveland used poor judgment. That's what caused that deadly accident. 49-year-old Dan Hardesty was performing aerobatics too close to the ground. He and his passenger were killed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. In Aurora, northbound 225 is just at a stop approaching Parker. We had a crash there involving a semi and a CDOT truck, so expect delays. I-25 was still shaken loose through the Tech Center area, down towards C-470, both directions northbound, dragging from Founders up through that area. Closed completely, of course, at Academy. That's northbound I-25, again, shut down at Academy following a crash. Detours are in place down there. Eastbound C-470 was stacked up as well from I-25 back to Broadway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, a cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range with a high of 35. Tonight, another chilly night with temps back in the teens, a few clouds, 13. Snow continuing in the high country with several more inches of accumulation. Currently mostly sunny and 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Going places in the middle of the day? RTD can take you there. Try RTD's midday bus and light rail service to your next dental appointment, lunch date, or business meeting. For information, call 303-299-6000 or go to rtd-denver.com.
Top three reasons my house is getting a makeover. Number three, once upon a time, I had beige carpets. Then I had boys. Number two, somehow my oven can heat an entire kitchen, but only half a pie. And number one, I can take the after photos before I have to pay for it.
Right now, get special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through March 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I really feel like getting in trouble today. We should do something in the next 2 hours that people can't stand.
I thought you were a hellraiser.
We should just do it because it's wrong. 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Hi today, 35. I think it was the last time I got fired. Oh, the job before this one. Don't you think we should do something just because it's wrong? Let's do something because it's wrong, not because it's right.
We could do that.
You could be like the administration.
We
that was a cheap shot.
But it would be wrong.
We're doing swimmingly well.
We are. Our heads are still above water. We're still on the air.
That's we're in our last. We're in our last throes. Things happen. They're all a bunch of dead enders. Okay. A couple of people sent me this story. I meant to get to it yesterday, and didn't. And now that I look back on it, maybe I should have. I don't even know if there's a question to ask around this. This has got to be one of the saddest stories I think I've ever read. Oh, I can hear it now.
I wish you could put Mark and Mark back on. Jay Marvin is such a downer. He's such a bummer. Mark and Mark were at least funny.
Does anybody even remember them? Remember Mark and Mark?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Well, really. So does the radio industry. Okay. Anyway, so should I do this? Because it is sad.
Yeah. Let me get out the violin here.
No, I'm serious. This is a tragic story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or should I forget about it because this is a morning show and we should be upbeat and positive?
Oh, come on. What do you got?
Because I can talk about something else.
You've piqued my interest here.
Okay. This is from the Washington Post. And I believe it ran yesterday morning. And I couldn't bring myself to do it yesterday morning. You know when something's out there and you just avoid it?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to deal with it?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. 12-year-old DeMonte Driver died of a toothache Sunday. A routine $80 tooth extraction might have saved him. If his mother had been insured. If his family had not lost its Medicaid. If Medicaid dentists weren't so hard to find. If his mother hadn't been focused on getting a dentist for his brother who had 6 rotted teeth. By the time DeMonte's own aching tooth got any attention, the bacteria from the abscess had spread to his brain, doctors said. After 2 operations and more than 6 weeks of hospital care in Prince George's County, the boy died. DeMonte's death and the ultimate cost of his care, which could total more than $250,000, underscores an often overlooked concern in the debate over universal health care coverage, dental care. Some poor children have no dental coverage at all. Others travel 3 hours to find a dentist willing to take Medicaid patients and accept the incumbent paperwork, and some, including DeMonte's brother, get in for a tooth cleaning but have trouble securing an oral surgeon to fix deeper problems. In spite of the efforts to change the system, Fewer than 1 in 3 children in Maryland's medical program received any dental service at all in 2005, the latest year for which figures are available from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
What the hell is wrong with this country?
Well,
what in the hell is wrong with America? We're the richest damn nation on the face of the earth, and this crap is going on like we were in Nigeria.
The figures were worse elsewhere in the region. In the district, 29.3% got treatment, and in Virginia, 24.3% were treated, although all three jurisdictions say they have done a better job in reaching children in recent years. How can we have kids in this society who, one, don't have any health insurance, or two, can't get any dental care? Now, here's the conventional wisdom of the right, or anybody, because I've heard this. You don't necessarily have to be on the right to repeat this, but I've gotten an email many times from people. Well, the poor have health care. All they do is go to the emergency room. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah. When they're dying.
And then I always ask them back, yeah, but is that quality health care? Not that emergency rooms don't give quality health care, but the fact is that now in medicine, in the year 2007, it's becoming more and more about prevention.
Exactly.
Not treatment after you're sick.
Right.
Except if you're a poor kid. So how do we turn around to a 12-year-old and say, or a 10-year-old, 9-year-old, you don't get any health care. You don't get any dental care.
Well, you know, let's let the market determine the whole thing.
That's along the same lines, too, as these people who run around here screaming about undocumented workers and their families. Let's cut off all state services. Okay, I can see that amount of cruelty and hate aimed at, say, an 18-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 35-year-old. How do you turn around and aim that at a 6-year-old? Oh, you weren't born here?
And then, of course...
Oh, what's the problem? You're sick? Too bad.
And then, of course, we saw a story the other day that these scumbags in the Bush administration want to cut the state's funding for children's insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they're spending too much money. We're not going to give me. We need to give the rich people more tax cuts.
Well, why do we permit this?
I don't know.
And then the other thing is, let me invoke religion for a second here. Okay? Hey, evangelicals. Is that what Christ would do?
WWJC. Or JD, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Jesus
say?
Okay,
let me expand it. Is there any modern religion that would okay this, that teaches this, that says it's all right?
That says market forces should determine.
Well, no, just forget the market forces part. Just that kids should be treated with abject cruelty, and that if they become sick, that if they don't have any money, that it should be viewed as A, their fault, and B, tough luck, you're out of luck because you don't have any insurance.
Well, we all know, as Ronald Reagan preached, that these are all the children of welfare queens who are driving around in Cadillacs. How did America fall for this crap?
I don't know. Well, how about this idea that that DeMonte driver, God took him? And that if he was meant to die, he was meant to die.
Yeah, there we go.
Because God has a plan.
Right. God's plan is America should be the cruelest nation on earth.
Well, I don't know if we're the cruelest nation on earth, but...
Well,
I'm stumbling around. I can't even get out what I want to say. Here's what I want to say. Shouldn't we all be ashamed of this?
Yes.
I mean, don't we have any shame? Should we be ashamed of this? Should people say, like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? How come this story runs in the Washington Post, but it's nowhere else in the media.
You know, Brittany is...
How do people like well, name names. I mean, how can anybody, regardless of what their political, whatever their political leanings are, how can they justify this?
They're more interested in Brittany being in rehab, and they're finally going to bury Anna Nicole Smith in the Bahamas.
Yeah, but I'm upset because James Brown is still above ground.
Yes, yes. The burning issues of our day.
And see, I don't even know what question to ask about this. Except, I guess, what I just asked. You know, people read this and say, oh my God.
How can this nation tolerate this? Are we brain dead? Have we been so destroyed mentally by the media and bombarded with so many images that we can't separate the wheat from the chaff anymore? We can't figure out what's important and what's trivial.
I don't know. See, I don't mean to get on the radio, and I don't mean to be like negative and complaining and whining at 8:18 in the morning, 18 minutes after 8. But if we don't raise this, who will? And then on top of that, I'm genuinely astounded that this is not a big national story and that we're not just ashamed.
Well, because the network newscasts spend half their newscasts talking about health news and consumer news and celebrity news.
Eat more granola.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. I told you you'd want Mark and Mark to come back or somebody else. See, I'm too much of a bummer.
Jay, you know how this British kid, the obese kid, has been in the news all week.
Oh yeah,
this kid died on Sunday, and this is in Great Britain, and it's all over the news media here. Yet this story, you don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
TV.
Yeah, shows you the priorities of the mainstream media.
No coverage. All right, anybody want to comment? 303-713-7600. Maybe you don't have anything to say about it. I can understand that. I'm not claiming I have a solution, but I am asking this question. Don't you think it's time we sat down and tried to figure out how to do something about this? Three lines open. 303-713-7600, 819-19 after 8. Gino with traffic.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or prints when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. They value every customer who walks through their doors. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a larger 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in the Safeway Shopping Center. In Cherry Creek on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee, and in Boulder in the Village Shopping Center. Give them a chance to show you how important your memories are to them. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for 12 cents each. Visit your nearest Moto Photo or check them out online at motocreation.com. That's motocreation.com. Hurry in today.
day-to-day production, and in that capacity, you do feel very isolated because your nose is 6 inches away from the work. So at one point, when the chamber promotional material came by for the leads group, I thought that sounded perfect. Once I had to get out every week, it really broke that isolated feeling and improved my relationship with my staff.
Laura Zaspel, Denver Metro Chamber member since 2003. The Chamber, it's all about who you know.
Trevino Mortuary reminds, within the last few years, many programs have been created to help teens resist drinking and driving. If you're a parent, educate yourself about all of today's smart options and creative solutions. Put your love for them into action and help your teenager grow up safely. This is from Trevino Mortuary. They've earned the reputation for kindness and understanding through many years of serving the community. Trevino Mortuary, 300 South Logan Street in Denver.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
This St. Patrick's Day, it'll be Irish roots, cowboy boots, and presidential candidates. Do people tell you you look like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or John Edwards? If this sounds like you, then AM 760 Progressive Talk needs your help. We're searching for Democratic presidential lookalikes to participate in this year's St. Patrick's Day parade. Simply log on to am760.net and submit your lookalike photo. It's AM 760's lookalike search for St. Patrick's Day on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:23 minutes after 8. High today, 35. Maybe some blowing snow where you are. J. Marvin here, good day, everyone. We're talking about this boy in Maryland who died because he had bacteria from a tooth that spread to his brain. It was a routine $80 tooth extraction, but his mother had no insurance. His family lost its Medicaid, and Medicaid dentists were hard to find. Let's go to Russ in Lakewood. Russ, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, first of all, if we wanted to listen to that, it was at Mike and Ike or Mark and Mark in the morning. We just turn on FM radio. That's all they have over there. So I think the people that want to, you know, listen to AM radio want to hear you and what you have. Yeah, it might be a bummer, but it's something we need to hear.
Well, you're very kind. Thanks.
The second thing I wanted to say is I think that the major reason that stuff like this happens in this country is because there is a class system in this country, and there's a cover-up about it. I think the class system is the very thing that George Bush owes his power to, and that's the upper class, the very people that he gives tax breaks to. And the cover-up about it, which is the whole myth of meritocracy, why if you just work hard enough in this country, you can become somebody, you can be successful, is the big lie that everybody buys into, and it's the big excuse that everybody uses. Well, you know, if that person's poor, then they must have done something to deserve to be poor. And I think until this country wakes up to the concept that, you know what, the opportunities out there for Americans are not equal, and that rich kids get more opportunities than poor kids, this is going to go on.
I think there's a lot to what you say there. For instance, the idea that anybody can make it, but when we all start out on the line in life, we're supposed to hopefully start out as equals, and then decisions you make and things that happen to you and circumstances sometimes, that, you know, that makes the playing field less than level. But we've now come to this position that it's a crime to be poor. It's a crime to have problems. It's a crime. And we don't have the safety nets or the mechanisms to be able to help people out adequately. And insurance is rapidly becoming cost prohibitive. There are so many other problems. We just have to iron this stuff out, and we have to stop lying to ourselves about all of this.
Well, the fact is that large numbers of upper-class people don't want this stuff ironed out. They want a poor class in this country. I believe that the right or the conservative hidden agenda in this country is to create a third-world populace in America that's so poor, that's so desperate, that they will do any kind of work for next to nothing. I believe that they want to roll back all of the FDR social programs, get rid of minimum wage, pesky little things like that, so that they can have basically a slave labor class in this country. The other thing I want to say to you before I go is, we all enjoy lots of cheap goods from places like Walmart and stuff like that that are made in places like the Marianas Islands, the Philippines, China, and whatnot. And, you know, there are hundreds, I'm sure, of kids over there that suffer the same fate every day as, what's his name, Demetrius, the kid in Washington?
DeMonte.
I'm sorry, DeMonte. And we never hear about that, yet we take advantage of all those cheap goods. Are we willing to give up, bunches of cheap products that we enjoy, so that kids in those countries can have a decent chance at a life?
Yes, I would in a heartbeat, and I do not shop at Walmart.
It's tough. Well, but the flip side of it is, if you're poor, where are you going to go?
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very, very, you're right. It's very, very true. I mean, a lot of these things are very, very hard to work out, and I agree with you, too, about the idea that there are people in this country, many of them who have gotten inherited wealth, by the way, who believe that, you're right, we should all work as slaves and serve them, and I don't agree with that, and I don't believe in it, and I know you don't either. Russ, thanks.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Beth in Rollinsville. Beth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Huge fan.
Thank you.
So I didn't know your original question because I just got on and I heard that you were talking about an obese case in Great Britain.
I don't really have an original question. It was about this 12-year-old who his family had no insurance, they had no Medicaid. He dies of what could have been an $80 tooth extraction, might have saved him. And just the idea that we allow kids and families in this country not to have any health insurance? How cruel is that?
It's dreadful. And I'm lucky enough to have health insurance through my job, but only because I believe I muscled it a long time ago and retain it from a position I used to hold. But I've been working for the same job for 14 years as a bartender. And My husband had a kidney stone last year, and it would have cost us $7,000 at Boulder Community Hospital. But, we ended up paying $125, and I will work there until I die because of that if I don't find another way to have it. And, my people I know are appalled that we live on what we live on here in Boulder, or in the Boulder area. I live up in the mountains, but I drive all the way to Boulder to go to work. And I think, nobody I know has health insurance, not one person.
Yeah.
Except the people that we work for.
Yeah. I'll tell you something. I've found myself in that position, too. Where,
no one. Where, I mean, they can't go to the doctor and get their wisdom teeth taken out, and they're working and swollen, and, it's insane.
Yeah. Well, I've found myself in that position before in the fact that I sometimes think about, I'm 54, I've been doing this since I've been 13 or 14 years old, and Mary and I will have this conversation about, maybe you ought to give it up and do something else, but then it always comes back to this. Yeah, but we have health insurance.
Yeah, what will we do
that? Then I've got another friend who's very, very smart, very good at what he does, underappreciated by his company, but is scared to make a move, and deep down inside is scared to get fired because he's got a disease that is incurable, but that they can keep in check, and he's scared he will not be able to qualify for health insurance if he switches jobs.
Right. And he won't.
No.
He'll never get it again.
No, so he's holding on. And then you've got kids, which is what we originally started talking about, who are out there, and they have no health care. How do you have a society with no children, children who don't have health care?
Most of my friends are on this Colorado kid system. And it's because most of my friends are divorced. And they are, you know, trying to work when they don't have their kids, which is only on the weekends when it's fun time. And they can't take their kids to the doctors, you know, in a preventative way the way they should. But most of them are lucky enough to have this system. And in Colorado, we do have something. But you have to try really hard to get it. And I think it takes a certain amount of education and leadership to show people where they can get those services while they're still available. They're always on the rope of disappearing, and it's a really scary time to live here. And I work with the public every day, and I feel like I'm the only one who knows what's going on. Either people don't care, they're rich enough that they don't care, and they really could care less whether people around them are starving or dying. And or it's people who are just trying to make it, you know, just working a couple jobs.
Right.
Everybody I work with has at least two jobs.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who fall into that category too. Beth, thank you. I appreciate it. Great call.
Okay. Hey, thanks for everything you do, Jay, and thanks for giving me the only news that matters every day.
We love you.
Bye.
See ya. Nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. 8:33 minutes after 8 here. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know what? You know,
Gina's a slave for health insurance, aren't you, Gina?
What does that mean?
Well, you work because you need health insurance. If you didn't need health insurance, you wouldn't work, right?
Oh, I absolutely have to have health insurance for myself and my husband.
Yeah, so that's why you work, right?
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Otherwise,
I have to support myself.
Otherwise, you'd be laying around all day watching the soaps and eating bonbons.
Absolutely.
Right?
Filing my nails, darling.
There we go.
Okay. You're a dyed-in-the-wool committed Christian.
I am.
Do you think it's moral that we have children in this country, as rich as we are? Do you think it's moral that we have children in this country who have very little health care, or have no health care, or have no dental insurance?
I don't. I think. You know, I don't know if I believe in a national health care system. I don't know what the answer is.
How else are we going to help them?
I don't know. I think that everybody should have access to some sort of, you know, affordable medical care.
Ooh, we're getting to you slowly but surely.
They used to call that socialized medicine.
Now we're wrapping our arms around you, and we're caressing you into our fold slowly but surely. All right. Seduce us with the traffic.
Okay. Well, we did have a lot of problems around 225 and Parker. Those northbound lanes were really struggling due to an earlier semi-crash. We had a six-car wreck then on northbound Parker. I believe it was C-470. Southbound 25 has been sluggish all morning getting into the tech center from an earlier crash. The only good news is northbound 25 is back open for you down south at Academy. That was following a big crash there as well. Weather today, cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range, high of 35, currently mostly sunny and 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
Coloradans support their public schools in countless ways, from bake sales to better state funding. We ensure that each of our children have access to the best that public education can offer. Now, some of Colorado's newest public schools need your help. More than 7,000 students rely on online public schools for their education. Many of these students are at-risk kids. Online public education is the only thing keeping them in school. As state legislators consider new laws that could impact this powerful education choice, we're asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers.
maintain fair and equitable funding, provide strong oversight and accountability, and use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education. Asking them to embrace these core principles. Protect parents' right to choose online public schools. Employ highly qualified teachers. Maintain fair and equitable funding. Provide strong oversight and accountability. And use value-added tests to measure progress over time. Call your legislators and let them know you support online public education. Or visit us at www.onlinepublicschools.org. Paid for by the nonprofit supporters of online public education.
8:37, 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Every day I tell you about Rocky's Autos, about their large inventory. They got even 07s out there. I mean, over 600 vehicles on the lot. We're talking everything you can think of. Tell you every single day about the matching down incentive. Up to $1,500. You put down $1,005, they'll put down $1,005, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Talk to you about the fact you can see Rocky's entire inventory online at rockiesautos.com. But I very rarely ever get to tell you this. Rocky's Autos is going to do it again. They're having another early bird sale. Now, it's for one day only. It's a Saturday. One more time, they're going to do it again. Rocky's Autos is going to be holding an early bird sale. And you got to get there before 8 a.m. because that's when the gates open. You want to get there, and you want to get the best bang for your buck. And if you get there before 8, you'll do just that. And Shaggy himself will open up the gates at 8 a.m., and then you can get in, and you can hook up with the Al Shear brothers or any of my other friends out there and get yourself some great deals. And you don't even have to worry about breakfast, because Rockies will cover that too. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com. But get there this Saturday, one day only, early bird sale. They're going to do it again because last week was so successful that starting Saturday, 8 a.m., 63rd and Federal.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
8:38, 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 35. Blowing snow. Here's a maybe blowing snow where you are. It's not blowing snow here.
That's pretty good out there.
Yeah, but it's slippery. Okay, here's an email. Here's an instant message. You got to love this. From Janet. Hi, Jay. You want to hear from a Christian. I didn't say that I did, but you want to hear from a Christian about the boy who died from a tooth infection. Since you say you care about what Jesus thinks about all this, look at the Good Samaritan in Luke 10:25. God wants us to individually and personally care for and do for someone in our midst with a problem. But people are too worried about their own pocket and keeping their own dollars. And you do claim to have an answer. You want the government to pay for it. You want all of us to pay for universal health care. God does not want the U.S. to become a socialist country.
What?
Read the Bible, all of it, and you'll know this.
Jesus was a socialist.
God does not want us to become a socialist country.
Jesus was in there smiting the moneylenders in the temple, lady.
You know, Janet, I'm sorry to inform you about something, but we live in a mixed economy, and we have since Roosevelt. And maybe instead of reading the Bible, Janet, you should read a history book. And why don't you go look at what happened before FDR took the measures that he did? Now, maybe you'd like to live in that kind of society. Maybe you'd like that. Maybe God tells you in the Bible to live in that kind of a society.
Well, you know, in the...
Okay, it's your choice.
In the history of the world, usually the way the thing has been run is you've got 1% of the population that are rich. Then you got maybe 5% that were like the court flunkies, the bureaucrats and doctors, lawyers, things like that. Then you got the 94%. Who are the peasants who have nothing? And, you know, that's how things have been historically. And that seems to be the way we're going again, and we've been going again ever since Reagan.
I mean, I like the late Anastasio Somoza's comment.
What was that?
Of Nicaragua.
Right.
When asked about his people, he said, I don't want people, I want cattle.
There we go. That's the way the history of the world has been. So who are we to change things?
I'm calling on God right now to heal me and to heal this nation.
I'll bet you anything.
I'm calling on God now to heal me and heal this nation.
I'll bet you anything that woman is one of Dobson's people. Because you never hear Dobson talking about the poor.
Well, about kids?
He
doesn't care as long as he's got money.
Oh, he only cares about kids as long as, you know, okay, whack them. Hitting them is great.
Let's go to Carol in Denver. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
When I was in the military, I was in a program that did expanded function dental work on the military guys, and they tried to get it pushed through the ADA and get it approved because we hooked up with a dentist. There'd be three of us, maybe four of us working with a dentist. It was kind of like a physician assistant program, only it was the dental equivalent of that. And worked really, really well, saw a lot of patients, did a lot of good work, but you can bet what happened as soon as it was productive. The ADA said no way and made the Army and Air Force close their programs. And the way they got the idea for the program is that, kind of in a roundabout way, I'm trying to get to this point, is they had dental nurses up in Canada that would hook up with one dentist and in a bus that was a fully equipped dental office with four or five chairs in it, and they would go from school to school to school to school to school and take care of all of the kids. The kids would, see a dentist at least once every 3 years this way and kept them, you know, clicking just fine. My question is, we've got dental schools all over the United States that are funded by my tax dollar. And there's no reason why they can't have a system like that developed and also have it as a requirement of a dentist that lives in this state. You want to live in Colorado, then you have to apply 1 week or something to one of these dental buses and start taking care of the kids in your area. And it's, you know, Dennis, I think the dental field on a whole has really, really been backward on all of this as far as getting good health care to the kids when they need it. It just doesn't happen.
Well,
they're too worried about their bottom dollar. They don't care.
We got to do something. Then again, on the other hand, can dental students do this and not mess it up? That'd be number one. And then number two, you get into the situation of, well, if you compel dentists to do this, and then if you compel doctors to do it, and you tell them that they got to do it, I'm uncomfortable with making them do it.
Well, if it's under the supervision of a dentist. You know, I'm telling you, Jay, I did it for 7 years, and I'm not even a dentist. I wasn't even close to being a dentist. And there are certain parts of dentistry that are nothing more than trade. And you learn the techniques to do the trade, and as long as you're doing what are called reversible procedures. Like if I put in filling and the filling looks like crap, we can always take it out and put in a new one. You know, I don't need to be taking teeth out because that's irreversible. But that's what the dentist is there for, to do those types of procedures. Believe me, Jay, it worked great. And we got rave reviews. We put on clinics all over in all the dental conventions to show our work and to show what we did. And it was working so well, they killed it. They were terrified of the program. They could have one dentist have a bunch of technicians, quote-unquote, trained to do nothing but restorative work, fillings, and we could, six of us and one dentist could go clear out of school in a month and do quality work. I'm
all
not
right.
talking
well,
crap work.
I'd like to see what other, I'd like to see what, if there's a dentist out there listening, I'd like to see what they think about it, but at least you're proposing some solutions, and I'll tell you something. I'm getting tired of operating in this atmosphere about always having to hear about how we can't do anything. Let's talk about how we can do something.
Yeah, and like I say, there's programs all over the world that are working. that are getting dental work to kids.
We need to look at that. Carol, thank you. Appreciate
You're
the call.
You're very welcome.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
So much. Let's go to Fernando in Denver. Fernando, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the dental for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My dentist actually volunteers on a mobile dental clinic, and they do go see students in Colorado, but they've been getting shut down, denied access to the schools from the school district superintendents.
Why? Under what? Why would they say no?
I have no clue. There's really no reason. Every school district that they do get approval for, they get nothing but positive feedback. So
here's something you ought to do. Talk to your dentist. Ask him if it's okay. Send me the information.
Okay.
And we'll call. We'll find out why.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Well, a lot of these kids haven't seen dentist in years, and when he gets on the trailer to clean their teeth, they get cleanings, sealants, x-rays, and the dentist doesn't get paid anything to do this work. So, and the first school that he went to, they actually found a tumor in a child's jawbone.
Mm.
Yeah, and luckily enough, they were able to get it out before it affected his life. And, yeah, they just keep getting denied by the superintendents. And there's, I don't know why. I haven't asked him why, but I sure would like to find out.
Well, could you do me a favor? Could you call him and get the information and then send it to us?
Yeah. Do I just send it to...
Go to am760.net and then go to my webpage on there. Look on a little thing that says shows and then go to Jay Marvin and then it says... Send Jay Marvin an instant message and then just shoot away, man. Send me the information.
Okay.
All right?
Will do. All right, Jay. Thanks.
Thanks, Fernando.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Good guy. We'll find out why that's going on. I'd like to ask that. Why would you turn that down? I don't understand the thinking behind that. I could understand the idea of, well, the parents got to give their permission, but you got plenty of time to get that stuff together. 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Rykoff will be here. We're going to talk about the fact that, you remember the Walter Reed situation, building number 18? Guess what? The troops who did go to the media and talk about it, they're not only being told to shut up, but they're also being punished. We'll talk about that after 9 o'clock. Gina talks about traffic right now.
Jay, well, we're finally moving out of all of the problem areas that we've had throughout the morning due to the slick roads and the snow-packed conditions. Still going to find southbound I-25 a little sluggish from Colorado all the way down to Arapahoe. It's really through your tech center drive there. No new problems. We did have an earlier wreck, and it's just given us trouble for the last couple of hours. Still have some fallout around northbound 225 from Iliff to Colfax, again due to an earlier crash. C-470 is tough right now, eastbound Santa Fe, all the way toward the interstate. Weather outlook today, cold and windy around Denver, high of 35. Tonight, another chilly night with temps back in the teens, low of 13. Right now, mostly sunny, 24 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where can you find the most complete local information? At your doorstep. Look for your Dex Denver Metro and Dex Plus directories coming soon to your front door. And find the most complete local information from A to Z. Dex knows.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now's the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An extra 50% off all remaining clearance. That's an additional 50% off every clearance price in the store. Like hundreds of dress shirts, sport shirts, and sweaters. Now, $19.99. Only at Joseph A. Bank. Now through Sunday.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Are you throwing away money on a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those monthly payments and maintenance bills forever and free up money every month for the things in life you really want? We're timeshares only, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top dollar. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit that tells you what your timeshare is worth. Even better, it includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-0299. Once upon a time, your timeshare was your dream vacation, but now it's just money down the drain. Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Your credit card company is making a fortune off you. They're getting rich. You're getting screwed. We're Debt Set, and we're here to do something about it. If you have credit card debt, call now for free information that reveals how you can get debt-free. Discover the secrets that credit card companies don't want you to know before you pay them another cent. For free information, call 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
Increased drug use among young children is an especially frightening trend. That's why parents are urged to show your kids you care. Begin a program of drug prevention in your home at an early age. A tip brought to you by StarTech Mercedes, reminding you that Denver is a great place for everyone to work, shop, and live. And they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's StarTech Mercedes, 408 South Santa Fe Drive in Denver.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour. Could be some blowing snow where you are, but high today only going to be about 35. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up after 9, Paul Rykoff on the troops. And we're talking about this 12-year-old child who died in Maryland because couldn't get any health care, and he had an infected tooth, and then it infected his brain. And here's a very interesting instant message from Thomas. I grew up in Sweden. There, all dental work is free up to the age of 19. After that, the system is very much like here. Well, Thomas, we'd love to have that for kids, but you heard Jan's email. God does not want us to have any degree of socialism because God doesn't want us to become a socialist country. Dottie in Westminster. Dottie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I spend and have morning coffee with you every day.
Don't but spill.
Thank you. But so this is the first time I've ever called you. I have two things. One, I have five granddaughters, and my son, their dad, died in 05 of a massive heart attack at 37.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. But these girls have no dental insurance. And they had Medicaid, and then they moved, and she forgot to send the lease in, and so they never notified her. They just, you know, took them off the rolls. But I think they're back on. And but I have a dentist. I think that's going to be able to do their work for them because they need wisdom teeth. They need a lot of dental work done. And there is no there is no system in place, you know, for that to be done, unless the dentist does it, you know, pro bono. And that is a real problem in our system. And I know I grew up in upstate New York, and we had the Eastman Dental School there, and they came every year and set up their dental chairs, and we all had our teeth cleaned. And it just seems as though we now have wealthy people who don't contribute or give back to society. They just seem to keep it all for themselves and not understand that you should. The Bible also preaches, take care of the least among you. And so it is a problem, and I'm going to work on getting these five girls, you know, because they need their wisdom teeth pulled. They need, you know, some real dental work done.
Wow.
So
well,
I just wanted to let you...
Let us know what happens.
Oh, I will. I hopefully I'll have some success. I have a real good dentist, and I think he's going to help me out. But I listen to you a lot, and I agree with you just about all the time. And the sadness in our society is that the wealthy now keep all that money for themselves and have no conscience about, giving some of it to the people who really need money, who need to be taken care of.
I agree. We've got people who have a gilded age mentality, and it's not morally right. Dottie, thank you, and let us know what happens.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
See you later. Todd in Golden. Todd, about 60 seconds. Go, man.
I saw a thing on the internet that it was a news article that 18,000 people die every year because they don't have any health insurance.
Oh, I believe that.
That's 12 years since they killed universal health care. That's over 200,000 Americans that have died. And Newt Gingrich and the Republicans are personally responsible for making that decision.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Gingrich was the one who wanted to abolish the FDA.
Right. That's the consequence of their political machinations.
I agree. I totally and completely agree. I believe that they are liars and that they are without values. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it, man. All right. The troops. We're talking the troops that this administration claims to support. They had that whole thing go down on Walter Reed, building number 18. They go to the media. Now they're being punished. Paul Wyckoff tells us about it coming up here on AM 760.
AM 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Hey, it's Andy Lindahl. Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win 4 tickets and 4 food and drink vouchers to the home opener against the Grand Rapids Rampage on March 4th.
Crush Football on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. The Wall Street roller coaster took another dramatic ride down when markets opened this morning. The Dow lost 200 points 4 minutes after the opening bell rang. Now stocks have been in the midst of a comeback. The Dow is off 42, the Nasdaq down 11. Market analyst Hugh Johnson.
I think what's driving it is ongoing fears, nervousness, shall we say, after the decline that we saw on Tuesday. I don't think investors have gotten over that yet.
Economic reports today, the government says incomes and personal spending were up in January. Rough weather in the nation's midsection. Suspected tornadoes rolled through southern Missouri, killing a 7-year-old girl in the town of Caulfield. Marlene Tackett works nearby.
Several mobile homes completely gone. Back of house is off. There was one store gas station that is completely completely destroyed.
Tornado damage also in Kansas. There's heavy snow in the upper Midwest, in Nebraska, Iowa, and the Great Lakes states. In the south, high winds and heavy rain today. President Bush is in Biloxi, Mississippi, part of a Gulf state swing to check on Hurricane Katrina recovery efforts. Later, he'll move on to New Orleans, where Dave Cohen of affiliate WWL tells us.
Here in New Orleans, it's the deadline day to fill out forms and turn them into the Corps of Engineers to join in a lawsuit claiming the federal government's to blame for the damages after Hurricane Katrina.
I lost everything. Water took everything.
And you blame the Corps of Engineers?
For the levees breaking.
These are just some of the thousands of people streaming here to turn in their forms, claiming that if the levees had held and the Corps had done its job, Katrina would have done far less damage.
They should have built the levees right back there like they were supposed to.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
When top officials expressed surprise about reports last week of bad conditions at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, it wasn't the first everybody had heard about it. Steve Robinson of Veterans for America says he and others have been complaining about things there for years.
I don't want to hear anybody say that they're surprised, about the conditions at Walter Reed, or they're surprised that people are falling through the cracks.
Robinson says not only are conditions bad, but some patients are drinking themselves to death and sharing prescription drugs with others. The military is getting high marks for its child care centers in a new survey. Most states, though, are criticized for lax regulation and oversight. The state of Illinois is one of the exceptions.
Over the last 2 years, we have undertaken a major initiative to implement uniform statewide monitoring so that parents know that every center is being run properly.
Kendall Marlowe of the Illinois Department of Child and Family Services, New York, Maryland, Washington, and Oklahoma get good grades, too. Jennifer Mee can breathe easily again. The 15-year-old St. Petersburg, Florida girl says her hiccups have stopped. They started way back on January 23rd. Checking Wall Street again, the Dow is down 45 and the NASDAQ is off 12. This is CBS News.
I was in a car accident the other day. Nothing major, but enough to ruin my day. Well, I'm a Progressive customer, and they have these claim service centers where you just drive in, sign a couple forms, and drive away in a rental until your car's fixed. Couldn't be easier. They even guarantee the repairs for as long as you have your car. And the first thing they asked me was, are you all right? The first thing my buddies asked was, how's the car?
Get more for your money at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in over 50 locations nationally. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Someone knowing your name is no small thing. Dedicated fraud specialists there for you if your identity is stolen? That's reassuring. Not needing direct deposit with your free checking is truly free checking. Wachovia has just been rated number one in customer satisfaction for the sixth straight year. And it's not because of one big reason, but all the little ones. Are you with Wachovia?
Rating based on fourth quarter 2006 ACSI customer satisfaction results of the largest U.S. retail banks.
It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Some shocking new audio tapes are just out of Shelley Lowe talking about Erin A. Thompson in the past tense. Now, that six-year-old girl, of course, has been missing since November of 05. Aurora police think she's dead. Now, they played the tapes for Kenyetta Fields, her own Erin A.'s half-brother. He talked to 9 News and has a message for her father, Erin, who is still considered a person of interest in the girl's disappearance, and police think murder.
You can never come back to Michigan. Ever. Never. Because if I come across you one time, you will die. Point blank.
On the tapes, Lowe says the six-year-old was dead and buried. Shelley Lowe died of a heart attack last year. Slick roads to the south and west parts of the metro area this morning. And for you team sports jocks gearing up for spring, you may have to wait a while.
The season was scheduled to begin on March 1.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Doug Woods, director of parks for the City and County of Denver, says that date's been pushed back, and some people are SOL.
I think there's probably a few, maybe adult teams that had some games scheduled for the 1st.
Right now, the parks are set to open Monday the 5th, but today's snow stays around for a few days. That could change. And protesters outside a NATO meeting in Colorado Springs have lost their appeal of rules that unconstitutionally kept them out of sight and out of mind of meeting attendees 4 years ago. You recall the city cordoned off a security zone around the meeting at the Broadmoor Hotel. that kept the public and the protesters away. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Traffic is starting to move better around the city now that most of that ice is starting to melt on our highways. Still have some icy patches, though, and crash hotspots, including southbound 225 at Parker. We've just had a lot of problems in that area on both directions of 225. Right now, though, that southbound side backing up to Alameda. Southbound I-25 looking a little better now. It's still crowded, though, as you make your way through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, a cold and windy day around Denver and across the Front Range with a high of 35. Tonight, another chilly night with temperatures back in the teens. Few clouds, 13. Currently mostly sunny and 24. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-467-5910. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-467-5910. 1-800-467-5910.
We've got a disturbing story here with our very special guest, Paul Rykoff. He's the veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom and executive director and founder of IAVA. That's the Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America. IAVA, the country's first and largest Iraqi veterans group, is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization headquartered in New York City. And Paul's been on the show many times. He's also all over TV. And he's the critically acclaimed author of the memoir Chasing Ghosts, which is a marvelous book and published by Penguin. And you should definitely pick it up and read it. And let's say good morning to Paul. Paul, thanks for being on the program.
Hey, Jay, great to be with you.
Yeah, let's talk about a few things here. First of all, there's a story out there now that the soldiers who went and tipped off the Washington Post and spoke to the other media about building number 18 of Walter Reed are now being punished. Have you heard this?
Yeah, well, the story hit the Army Times, I think it was yesterday morning, and we'd heard some rumblings about this, and I've got my folks inside Walter Reed still trying to confirm, but it wouldn't be unusual. From what we understand, at least what the story says, they went through and basically put a gag order on everybody, said don't talk to the press. They've actually canceled a few upcoming press pieces with CNN and others. And they started to do some inspections where they were waking folks up at 6 in the morning saying, hey, we're going to come through and check your rooms in case VIPs come through. We want to make sure everything's clean. So they're definitely ratcheting up the intensity inside Walter Reed. We're still trying to confirm to what extent. But, you know, this is all backlash from the Washington Post story, from the Bob Woodruff story on ABC the other night, and then just overall increased focus on veterans' issues and what's happening in Walter Reed and at the VAs.
Now, there's a story this morning in the Washington Post. People can see it on WashingtonPost.com. It says, hospital officials knew about neglect. Complaints about Walter Reed were voiced for years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think I've been coming on your show for years talking about these soldiers and veterans issues. And last night I went on PBS and right before Secretary of the VA, Nicholson, and he kind of claims he doesn't know about this. Well, there have been reports going back as early as 2003. Mark Benjamin at Salon started reporting about these problems with the VA and problems inside Walter Reed. There was testimony on the Hill about the overwhelming bureaucracy and the paperwork problems going back to 2003 and 2004. So Nicholson really seems out of touch here. He doesn't understand what's happening inside our nation's VA hospitals. And last night on another show, I kind of called him the Don Rumsfeld that America doesn't know about yet. I mean, the level of incompetence inside the VA throughout this war is really, really just overwhelming. And he's really gotten a pass so far. So I'm hoping in the coming days, he's testifying on the Hill today, Secretary Nicholson will be asked the tough questions, and we'll try to get to the bottom of some of this stuff.
Yeah, Paul John M. here. They were, the head of Walter Reed was saying the other day, he was lashing out the news media, saying that we were being one-sided about this. And then, of course, the next day, Defense Chief Gates comes out and swears that heads are going to roll. Are you taking that with a grain of salt?
Well, you know, I think it's important that we see some action here, and I think it was good for Gates to come out strong and say he was going to take some action, but we need, you know, real follow-up here, not just political rhetoric. Building 18 is right now, I understand, been closed so they could refurbish it. They moved people out of there into other buildings. But there's no way to spin the fact that there were roaches inside a building at Walter Reed. There was a mouse problem. There were plumbing issues. The walls had black mold on them. I mean, the conditions speak for themselves, and I don't know how you can spin out of that. I think they're going to try to do some public relations damage control here, but this is a pretty clear-cut story. And now our organization and others are getting a flood of veterans who are coming back saying, hey, this happened to me too, not only at Walter Reed, but at the localized VA. So what I've been telling people all week is Walter Reed is a terrible situation, but it's really at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, this is just symptomatic of the larger problem going on here. I mean, I was reading the other day that you got so many thousands of guys coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder, and yet the military has like a shortage of 40% of psychiatrists and psychologists?
Yeah, that's right. There was an interesting report that we've got on our website, IAVA.org, that was delivered to Congressman Michaud, who sits on the VA committee on the House side in Congress. And they polled these vet centers, which are your community post-traumatic stress disorder and mental health counseling centers. They're usually the first stop for veterans and their families if they're having mental health issues. And according to this study, they're screaming for help. They're going to have to start reducing services at about 40% of them. They don't have the money they need. They're seeing a backlog. There's already a claims backlog of over 50,000 VA claims nationally. And what that shows you is that the system's really being stretched, and it's down at the local levels. That's where veterans are going to have their first point of contact, and that's where the VA really needs to deliver. So I think it's just another indication of how the VA and our country in general are failing our nation's veterans.
Well, I'm not going to ask you to take partisan sides, but I want to make this observation. How in the world do these politicians and the administration stand up and continuously use the troops for political cover and wave them at everybody and claim that they support them, and then this kind of stuff's going on, and basically nothing's being done about it. Plus, the budget that's been submitted shorts the VA of even more money.
Yeah, well, I think that's a legitimate question. I don't think it has to be partisan, but you have to go to the top and look at the leadership. I mean, the president, in his recent State of the Union address, talked extensively about the tens of thousands of people he's sending into Baghdad. He didn't talk at all about how he's going to take care of them when they come home. So he hasn't made veterans' issues a priority. He doesn't talk about the VA. And what they've done with the upcoming president's budget is really undercut the VA. They've cut VA funding as a part of this proposal for 2009 and 2010. They've capped it after that. They're imposing new copays, doubling the prescription costs. Oh. They actually want to stop or cut prosthetics research funding. So they're trying to pay for Bush's 2012 budget balancing on the backs of veterans. And you've got to check the fine print here, because they're not putting the money in place that will allow us to take care of the veterans who are coming home. And there are over 1.6 million of them. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know a lot of people are going to be coming home with problems. And we've got to put the pieces in place now.
And these problems, a lot of them are long-term, too.
Absolutely. I mean, this amazing Woodruff piece that was on ABC, and if people haven't seen it, go to abcnews.com and check it out. It's just under an hour. It's really just a breathtaking piece. It talks about Woodruff and his traumatic brain injury, but he also talks about these other veterans who have traumatic brain injury. That's a lifetime of care that they're going to need. That's a lifetime of service for that person and their family. It's incredibly expensive. It's incredibly exhausting, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. A traumatic brain injury can take up to $1 million per person to treat per year. So it's incredibly expensive, and we've got to just project for future demand here and make sure these folks get everything they need.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Paul Rykoff with us, and this guy knows exactly what he's talking about. And by the way, Paul, plug your website so people can go look at some of this stuff.
IAVA.org, we've got video there. We've got our 2007 legislative agenda, which is a 30-point plan for Congress to really take care of the troops and veterans. We've got a lot of news items, a great blog. I really encourage folks to check it out, not only today, but daily. We've got vets writing on the latest issues facing us in Iraq and Afghanistan and on the way home every day, and it's a really good resource.
Yeah. Give it again.
It's IAVA.org.
All right. Let me switch gears here with you a little bit. There is a story out from The Guardian that says military chiefs give U.S. 6 months to win the Iraq war. An elite team of officers advising U.S. Commander General David Petraeus in Baghdad has concluded that the U.S. has 6 months to win the war in Iraq or face a Vietnam-style collapse in political and public support that could force the military into a hasty retreat. Comment on that?
I think the collapse has already begun. I think, you know, we could call it 6 months, 3 months, a year. I think the reality is that the ground is moving under us over there and has been, I would argue, since, you know, back when I left in 2004. You know, the military generals on the ground understand how rough things are over there. They know that it's a very fragile situation that's getting worse, and they know that we have never had the resources in place. So I think it's only a matter of time before we ultimately withdraw. You know, I hope things turn around with this surge, but I'm not optimistic about it. It's hard to find too many people in the military who are.
Yeah, the U.S. military is saying this morning 79 service members were killed in Iraq in February. And, you know, with the so-called surge, I was hearing yesterday a report that these three Iraqi units that were supposed to be coming in to help, apparently nobody's showing up.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge problem. I mean, these units are really paper tigers. I mean, they're not showing up. They have a huge attrition rate. The continuity in the officer corps and the non-commissioned officer corps that we're trying to create over there is really weak. The resources aren't there. They don't have the equipment, the vehicles. They don't even really have aviation assets. They don't have helicopters. So, you know, we've got to think long and hard about the fact that when we do pull out, we are going to be leaving these guys high and dry to some extent. I'm not saying that's an argument against withdrawal, but we've got to take it into account. Anybody thinks these guys are going to be okay when we leave are really smoking the funny stuff. The reality is the Iraqi army is not where it needs to be, and it's really, I think, been overinflated by the Pentagon and by the president.
Here's some of the things they talk about, some of the main obstacles confronting General Petraeus. Insufficient number of troops on the ground, a disintegrating international coalition, an anticipated upsurge in violence in the south as the British leave, morale problems as casualties rise, and a failure of political will in Washington and or Baghdad. And let me jump back to the morale problem as casualties rise. There are certain commentators, certain radio talk show hosts and others who constantly tell us, who constantly parrot out there a message that the morale is high, that things are great, and that, oh yeah, you'll always find a few people who will be disgruntled. How do you answer that?
No, I think morale is surprisingly high considering, but I think it's dropping. And I called a good friend of mine who's a special operator and a former Marine who just came back from another overseas operation. And I said to him, you know, what do you think about this argument? You know, do you think that all this political dialogue hurts morale? He says the fact that we're losing the war hurts morale. And I think that, you know, that's from the ground. And I hear that a lot. I hear the casualty rates, the increase in operational tempo, the fact you're sending folks back for a third and fourth time, the divorce rate is skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife leaves you while you're in Baghdad, that impacts morale much more profoundly than what Nancy Pelosi or Murtha or anybody else says back in Washington. Even General Pace said it when he testified recently on the Hill, that this is an important part of the dialogue. And I think that there are a lot of people in Washington using the troops as a political shield for, you know, failing policy. And I think it's important that we push back and tell them that, you know, we're tough. We're getting shot at. We're getting mortared. We've been through a lot, and we're not that fragile that what Nancy Pelosi says back in Washington is going to hurt our morale.
Yeah, that's the thing that really irritates me is that, like, guys over there are going to go, oh, Nancy Pelosi, I don't think I'm going to fight anymore.
Yeah. I mean, the professionalism is so high in this military, that's a fact. And, you know, the fact that we don't have lower morale and bigger retention problems is really a testament to how highly professional, highly trained, and highly competent our military
yeah.
is.
Yeah, that's very, very true. That's very, very true. Well, my position, and I think it's a position of a lot of people who listen to this station, I think it's a position of a lot of growing number of Americans, is that let's stop the rhetoric about the troops and let's fix the VA and give these brave men and women the treatment that they deserve. And as a taxpayer, I certainly would pay more. And I would definitely, I believe in going to the wall doing what we have to do. And if we could just end this thing in Iraq, we could shift the money and we'd have, you know, more available funds. But whatever the case may be, we've got to turn this around.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, taking care of our vets shouldn't be a partisan issue. And the new Congress is off to a good start. Obama and McCaskill are going to introduce some legislation this week to try to fix the problems at the VA. There's an important mental health bill that's coming down the line. You can find out about it on our website. That's co-sponsored by Barack Obama and Olympia Snow. Senator Jim Webb's got a new GI Bill legislation coming down. And so they're taking the right steps early on. We're going to need grassroots support around the country to make sure they go through. And we're going to need to push hard on senators and congressmen who are on the fence.
Well, thank you all, as always, for being on the program. Thank you for your service to the country. And plug your website one more time.
It's IAVA.org, and I really encourage folks to check it out any day. There's really good free-flowing information there, and in many ways I think it's the best way to stay connected to what's happening overseas and in our country, in the VAs and communities nationwide. So it's IAVA.org.
Well, you're just a great American. You're a patriot. I really appreciate you dropping everything and coming on the show. And anything we can do for you, let us know, and hope to talk to you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Jay. Just keep talking about it. That's what we need more than anything else. We really appreciate it.
We'll go to the wall for you. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Paul Rykoff, what a great guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been on the show numerous times. Always a pleasure to have him on. Always a pleasure to have him on. All right, 303-713-7600. We'll go to open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So whatever's on your mind, we'll do it as we normally do. Right now, we'll see how the flow of traffic's going with Gina.
Large corporate companies don't give you the best customer service or prints when it comes to getting your digital images printed. Motophoto prides themselves on providing you with quality customer service and digital printing. They value every customer who walks through their doors. Whether you need a simple 4x6, a larger 30x40 print, or even a professional portrait, Motophoto will take care of it for you. Located on the corner of Colorado Boulevard and Mexico in the Safeway Shopping Center. In Cherry Creek on the corner of 2nd and Milwaukee, and in Boulder in the Village Shopping Center. Give them a chance to show you how important your memories are to them. Mention this ad and receive 20 4x6 digital prints for 12 cents each. Visit your nearest Moto Photo or check them out online at motocreation.com. That's motocreation.com. Hurry in today.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-220-5859. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859. 1-800-220-5859.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3903. Again, that's 1-800-550-3903. 1-800-550-3903.
768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
for your free, no obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:25, 25 minutes after 9, high today 35. And blowing snow depending on where you are. So we got to qualify that. We'll go to the phones, but I want to tell you about something. My friend Greg, I'm not going to give his last name, but one of the great things he does is, I guess he's able to do this at his job, he can scan the internet. He finds me all kinds of stuff. He's been contributing to this show since the very beginning. Sometimes I use what he gives me, sometimes I don't. Now, this doesn't contain a date on it, but this is a pretty interesting story in itself. This is from the AP. Now, I assume this must be today, but I don't know. Check this out. McCain says, U.S. lives wasted in Iraq. Republican presidential contender John McCain, a staunch backer of the Iraq War but a critic of how President Bush has waged it, said U.S. lives have been wasted in the four-year-old conflict. Democrats demand the Arizona senator apologize for the comment, as Senator Barack Obama did when the Democratic White House hopefully recently made the same observation. I don't know what the last part of that means, but, and I did read it, right? Do Democrats demand the Arizona senator apologize for the comment, as Senator Barack Obama did, and we should be when the Republican White House, or it says when the Democratic White House hopefully, I misread it. When the Democratic White House hopeful recently made the same observation. Okay, now if I'm wrong about this, I was sick a couple of days when this whole thing went on, or was out. Didn't the guy who sat in for me too bad rap Barack about this? Now where is... where is all the outrage from the right-wing folks that they're going to come forward now and attack McCain and demand that he apologize for what he has said? Once again, I will bet you that this will never appear on the other two radio stations. That the self-righteous ones who have shows... and I'm saying this without naming names, they will not bring this up. This will never be commented on. They'll let it slip. They'll let it go by. But John McCain made these comments. Now, shouldn't St. McCain have to apologize? After all, Barack had to. I think it's only fair. I really do. All right. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let me go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the lady that said God doesn't want America to be socialist.
Right.
Okay, but first I want to say one thing. I read The Nation every week. Do you read The Nation? I know you support it. You support it.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay. You know who Calvin Trillin is,
oh,
right?
Of course. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Certainly.
Can I read his one from this week? It's just four lines long.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. A Republican talks straight to an anti-surge Democrat. You people don't support the troops. Your patriotism's not instilled. The way we must support the troops is send more over to be killed. And that's... I just wanted to throw that at you.
Yeah, and that's good, too. And Calvin Trillin's right about
that. He's great. Every week he's got a great one in there.
Yep, he's a good man.
Okay, my comment about the socialism is, she said that America, God doesn't want America to live under socialism, and yet in many ways we do have socialism in our country. I'd say welfare, food stamps, unemployment insurance, the library, they're all forms of socialism. So how can she say that God doesn't want socialism in this country if part of our society is run by socialism?
Well, you know the answer to that. The answer to that is that right-wing rhetoric and that evangelical-based rhetoric that you hear about God doesn't want socialism and socialism this and socialism that, that's all based in the Cold War, and it's all based even before the Cold War. I mean, it's based in the 30s, and that whole rhetoric about socialism is an evil thing. And here's the deal. Just like anything else in life, there are degrees of socialism.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There is a mixed economy, or a mixed system like we have and that FDR envisioned, although much of it has been beaten upon by the right. There's then countries you can go to where the form of socialism extends and it becomes more. I don't want to use the word extreme. I'm looking for a word to use. But there's degrees of it. So you have everything from what we have to what goes on in Europe to what goes on in Cuba to what but what they end up doing is they lump all that stuff together, and then what they do is they use it as a word to threaten Americans and scare them by saying, "Oh, you must be a socialist." And then we're all supposed to, which I'm not, by the way, but I do believe in some aspects of it.
I do too.
But we're all supposed to like cower in the corner and go, "Oh my God, don't call me that in public." Or have you now, or have you ever been a communist? That, you know, that's another one left over from the McCarthy era and the Cold War, and you hear that from people on the right, and then you get all that stuff like, "You must be a liberal," and then we're all supposed to cower in the corner.
I stand up and I'm very proud when people say you must be a liberal.
Well,
I am a liberal and I'm very proud of that fact.
I agree, but they use it as a pejorative, and the fact of the matter is, the very people who are using it as a pejorative, the very people who are complaining about all of this, are the exact same people who are also using the system and have no trouble taking it.
Right.
I mean, these are the kind of arguments that you get from people about privatization, and they complain and they yell. Meanwhile, they don't want to own up to the fact that they're relying on the police department to protect them.
Exactly.
They're relying on the roads that are built.
The fire department.
They're relying on a whole host of services that they would go ballistic if you cut those things off.
Yes, they would. I agree.
But they don't want to own up to it.
And another thing, socialism can be construed in good and bad ways. Sweden's socialism isn't anywhere like Cuba's socialism.
Right. Exactly.
So, exactly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly true. And here's the bottom line on this. The bottom line is, if you sit down and look at it, and if you look at it objectively, the idea that FDR had was to keep the extremes from happening, so that we don't live in a country where you have an extreme gap between the haves and have-nots. Because if you go and look at countries where there are those extremes, they have big social turmoil problems. And I don't think anybody in this country really wants that.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you.
And if they do, they can move to Paraguay.
Or Cuba.
Or any third world country where there are rich,
exactly,
and there are no rich. William, thanks, man.
Talk to you later, Jay.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, I don't want the government intruding into my life, and I'm tired of paying for the school systems and everything, and they go on and on and on. But by the way, what they don't tell you is they're dialing 911 and they're using all of the services the same as the rest of us who are paying and not saying anything, who want prudent and wise use of our money and don't want it to be wasted, but we don't want it, the safety nets in the society dismantled either. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Gina, traffic.
All right, Jay, big problems out for your Lakewood Drive, although it looks like it's getting a little better. Eastbound 6 was shut down temporarily as police conducted an investigation there near 6th and Perry. They opened it right back up. Traffic is moving, but it's We had huge backups, so it's really kind of bogged down if you're trying to get out of the Lakewood area. I would expect that on both 6th and Sheridan, where they were detouring traffic. A southbound 225 continues to be sluggish around Dayton. That was due to a late morning crash as well. Weather today, cold and windy around Denver, high of 35. Right now, mostly sunny and 30. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Don't risk running out of ink and slowing down your business. Hurry into Office Depot for hundreds of ink, toner, and fax supplies, all at unbeatable prices. So don't let your printer or business run dry. Come into Office Depot today. Let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Out there as well. So why not go where you can get a good deal for your dollar? I'll also tell you every day, too, about the matching down incentive. Up to $1,500. You put down $1,005. They'll put down $1,005. And you've got $3,000 to put down. And I tell you about their website where you can see all the inventory at RockiesAutos.com. But I got to tell you, the early bird sale last Saturday was so successful that Rockies is going to do it again. For one day only, again, Rockies Autos will be holding an early bird sale. You got to be there at 8 o'clock to get these bargains. Because Shaggy himself will open the gates for the early bird sale starting at 8 a.m. And if you want the best selection of great, clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, then you got to get there at 8 to save and save big. Hook up with the Al Shear brothers and others out there from Rockies. And give your wallet a break and get a good ride. That's out of Rockies. And by the way, don't worry about breakfast because Rockies Autos and the Shag Man will have it covered. So you get breakfast and you get a great selection of vehicles. And it's all happening this Saturday, one day only, at their second early bird sale for one day only at Rockies Autos this Saturday beginning 8 a.m., 63rd and Federal.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs the service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-1984.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-1984. 800-890-1984.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know who this is, but I can't think of the name. I like this. Good stuff. All right, let's get back on the phones. It's open phones, 939, 39 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, blowing snow in some parts, not here where we are, at a high of 35 today. You don't have... This song's been on my mind, and I know we don't have it. and it really bothers me. You don't have Tobacco Road, do you? By the Nashville Teens. Now, Lou Rawls' version of Tobacco Road is not the same. And the David Lee Roth version is not the same. Oh, well. Let's go to Jane in Castle Rock. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the boy who died because of the tooth problem.
Sure.
I can't believe that there wouldn't have been the dentist didn't, if he visited several dentists, why they wouldn't say, hey, let's get that tooth out of there. You know, and forget.
Well, you got a problem. You have a twofold problem there. First problem is, if you're on Medicaid, you got to find a dentist who takes it.
I mean, somebody that would say, I'll take that tooth out of there, and I'm not worried about the money. No money.
Well, you know what? Good luck.
And I am going to the dental college right now because I had a dentist tell me I had quite a bit of dental work and it was going to be expensive. I drive 60 miles round trip when I go there. I'm getting quite a bit of work done. I'm not real happy with them, but I am, too. And takes a long time to get everything done, because I had quite a bit. But
okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I can't afford a dentist either. I mean, I have Medicare, and Medicare doesn't pay for dental work.
All right, I understand that, but when you deal with people who live in abject poverty,
yeah,
and I've got a woman who sent me an email about parental responsibility in regards to this,
mm-hmm.
and I sent her an email. I said, "Have you ever used the public health care system?" And I haven't been able to answer back yet, but she sent me an email saying, well, there is no public health care system. Well, yes, there is, but when you deal with people who live in abject poverty, one of the biggest problems that they often have is transportation.
Right.
And a lot of people don't have automobiles or don't have cars that can make it 60 miles one way.
Yeah. Well,
so the availability of physicians, the availability of dentists and doctors, and the ability to be able to get to them are not the same as the rest of us. And there are a lot of dentists and a lot of doctors, because I've been through this so I know, there are a lot of dentists and a lot of doctors that, guess what? They won't just do it without taking the money. The first thing they'll ask you is, do you have insurance?
The first thing they ask you when you call up for an appointment, what's your insurance? Medicare? No, we don't take it.
That's right. And you say, well, I don't have any insurance. And they go, well, good luck then.
Yeah.
Or do you have some way?
And do you know what? I remember when the insurance companies took over the medical payments. That was back when I was teaching school. And, oh, come on, we'll pay your medical bills, and it's only $20 a month. And now it's a lot more than that. And I don't know. The doctors weren't living in poverty when we didn't have medical insurance, were they? I don't think they were.
Well, I think we should have medical insurance. What are you saying? We shouldn't have medical insurance?
I remember when we didn't have it and we paid our own bills.
Well, yeah, but wait a minute. Hold on a second. What are you saying? That we shouldn't have medical insurance?
Well, yeah, maybe for... Yeah, but I think that...
Yeah,
that's,
but what?
That's what raised the rates of the prices.
No, what raised the rates was the fact that you've got politicians in government who take money from organized lobbyists who represent insurance companies, and then they don't do the right thing, and it's proof that you can't have an unregulated industry in this country, because if you do, they will take total and complete advantage of you and everybody else.
What are we going to do about lobbyists and politicians?
Well, what we're going to try to do is just keep pressing for reform, and hopefully someday we'll wake up here and go to public financing.
Yeah, I voted on the ballot this time to not... For politicians not to take special gifts from lobbyists. I think most people did.
Well, it was Amendment 41, and I believe most people did, and they've run into trouble with that. But the fact is, at least there's a stab at it, and we've got to continue to keep pushing for it. But the idea of having medical insurance or the idea of having medical coverage, that's not the problem.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not. Maybe you're right. I hadn't thought about it that way. But I do know that doctors don't like Medicare. And,
I know they don't.
It's hard to find a doctor. And
that's a sample of what that woman was facing.
And it's terrible. You know, there should be some clinics. I don't know if there are. And I think I've heard of them. Where you can go if you don't have the money and get a physical or a dental work done?
Some cities have them, but some cities don't. And one of the biggest growing problems in this country now is the rural poor.
Yeah.
Who can't get health and who can't get health care.
And there's no doctors in those rural towns either sometimes.
Right. So think about it this way. When you think about the fact, when you advocate the case or make the case for we shouldn't have health insurance, this would be like this.
Well, I remember when we didn't.
Okay, but ma'am, listen carefully. This All would right. be like this, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You wouldn't want to abolish having a telephone now, would you?
Or my cell phone.
Okay. How about if we decided to turn around and we went to the telephone companies and we went to the communications companies and we told them, there's no regulations. Charge what you want.
Oh, yeah.
So then would you call me and say, well, I remember the days when we didn't have telephones. We should go back to that?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.
Good analogy. Plus, you know, in the old days.
Or the broadcasting industry. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that.
In the old days, go to the doctor. You know, if you were in the middle class, go to the doctor was not that big of a deal. Didn't cost much. You didn't have all this these batteries of expensive tests.
Well, technology has changed now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very happy with my doctors.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm going to tell you this. I have for years, and I mean years, I have paid, Mary and I have paid, for my mental health out of our pockets.
Really, that's not covered.
Limited. And I remember the days when, this wasn't that long ago, when I first started to deal with my mental health problems, and I had to go to a public clinic because I didn't have the money.
Yeah.
And it was awful. It was really bad. It was really, really bad. And I managed to survive through it, and God knows how.
Yeah, you know, it's like what the veterans are going through, the guys
exactly
that have
right.
Post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, it's bad enough having a mental disorder, I'm sure. But then having to put up with all these external negatives.
It was depressing. It was terrible. It was misdiagnosis. It was terrible. I mean, it was god-awful, and we have for years paid for it out of our pockets. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see my doctor today, and I'll give her a check. 9:47, 47 minutes after the hour, Rick Morgan checks traffic now.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-477-1896. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-477-1896. 1-800-477-1896. That's 1-800-477-1896.
Right now is the best time to buy a brand new complete home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on ready-to-move-in condos, townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great neighborhoods like Inglewood, Aurora, Commerce City, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all the available homes, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-990-4998 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
Perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you throwing away money on a timeshare you never use? Why not get rid of those monthly payments and maintenance bills forever and free up money every month for the things in life you really want? We're Timeshares Only, and we can help you sell your timeshare for top dollar. And to get you started, we're going to send you a free kit that tells you what your timeshare is worth. Even better, it includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. It's yours free by calling 1-800-700-0299. Once upon a time, your timeshare was your dream vacation, but now it's just money down the drain. Isn't it time you eliminated the bills and put more money toward the things that really count? Request your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. Learn the top 10 secrets to selling your timeshare fast and for top dollar. Stop paying for a timeshare you don't use. Get your free kit by calling 1-800-700-0299. That's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 35. So finally, almost after three and a, some odd hours, I've stopped saying blowing snow because it may not be happening where you are. But then again, it may be, so be careful. And I hope you had a good drive to work, or if you're out there, be careful because the side streets are now a mess again. I got to read this instant message. We get some, I always complain about the emails, but you know what? We get some really good stuff too. And I don't ever give credit. I'm not going to give this guy's name, but listen to this. Hi, Jay. Speaking of dental care, I work in a nursing home for veterans. Does everyone realize that our veterans don't get dental care from the VA unless they have a service-connected disability for their mouth or jaw, or that they have an overall service-connected disability rating of 100%? It's easier to get glasses and hearing aids through the VA. But why our veterans have to meet such high criteria for dental services, I haven't got any clue. You could see the poor shape their teeth are in when they come into the nursing home, and while they're here, you'd be astounded. A non-service-connected disability pension granted by the VA makes a veteran eligible for vision and auditory services, but not dental. Go figure. But that's not right. If you serve the country, we owe veterans more than that. And one more. And this is a great one, too. I retired from the Navy 2 years ago, and some of the best health care I have ever received was in the military. My question for all of those who oppose universal health care is, isn't the health care received by our members of the military a form of socialized health care? If that health care system works for our military, then why not for every citizen? Also, to pay for it, eliminate income tax and adopt a VAT tax like Europe, where every citizen has their fair share. And we can debate the tax part, but he's right about that. How come nobody brings that up? That's a form of socialized medicine. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Kevin in Denver. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, every worker in America is already covered by a national health insurance system.
at least for 8 hours a day, what would be the feasibility of expanding the work comp insurance to cover people 24 hours?
I think you could study it, and I think you could do it, and I don't think it's a bad idea, but I'll guarantee you this. You would get people on Capitol Hill who would scream bloody murder. And you know why. They would start yelling about the costs. They start yelling about what the employers have to kick in. I mean, you would get into all of that stuff. You get into that whole territory, and the GOP, and this is the thing that really puzzles me about some people, a lot of people. The GOP's chief constituent is business. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to come to the realization of where they're coming from. And there are people who repeatedly, because of other issues, vote against their own self-interests. So that would be my answer. I think we should explore everything. I don't think your idea is bad.
You know, it's not really coming out of business. I'm a construction worker, and you know, when they don't pay, when I'm a subcontractor and they don't pay for my taxes and my insurance, it's $3 an hour that they hand me. Because that $3 an hour is what goes to pay for that work comp insurance. And see, in a case like me, the whole reason I thought of this is because my back is trash. I was in the business for 20 years and worked for dozens of companies. And you know, I need some medical attention on my lower back. It's done. And the only way for me to do it would be some kind of class action suit against two dozen different companies.
You don't have any health insurance?
No, not at all.
So what are you doing about your back? You're not doing anything about it?
Aspirin.
Oh, come on, man, that doesn't work. It's just gonna get worse. What do you think's wrong with it? I mean,
it's just worn out. Just worn out. I don't know what they could do for it.
Have you ever been to a doctor to have a doctor look at it?
Hell no.
Because you can't afford to make a one-time office visit payment, or what?
Well, the one-time visit probably wouldn't hurt, but then what? And the treatment's going to be, you know, an MRI, getting into over $1,000 just to get a picture of it. You know, in a case like mine, the best thing I could do would be like acupuncture or something.
Hmm. What do you? Are you still in the construction business?
No, I have my own business now.
And you're self-employed. You have no health insurance?
Correct.
You looked into buying some?
Yeah, I've looked into it, and I may have had my business for a few years. I may be in a position to get some soon, but it hasn't been possible. I'm lucky to keep my car insurance.
Well, I wish there was something we could do. I wish there was some way we could help you out. I really do, because you never know what's going to come of that. All right, well, you know what, Pat? Stay connected with us, and let us know. And maybe somebody will send me an email. Maybe there'll be somebody with creative thinking who will figure a way out for you. All right?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Pat. Stay healthy.
You know, it's just... like I said earlier, it is just criminal. It is an embarrassment.
I know, it's terrible. All right.
Yeah, all right.
We're out of time. The health of this program has been in question since 6 a.m. We will now take it to management's office to get diagnosed, and it could be pronounced dead on arrival.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at esurance.com today.
I was born to lead.
I was born to help people.
I was born to be a National Guard soldier.
Because I'm a doer.
Because I want to serve.
Because I'm compassionate.
Whenever the call comes,
I'll be ready.
My unit responds and takes action.
The community can trust that we will be there to help.
No matter what the challenge is, we will bravely face it as National Guard soldiers.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask us about the job opportunities available in your state.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard.